Good morning. Happy Tuesday. T-Moss Morning Party, Steve-O, Mateo.
Hey.
I got a lot of sleep. I feel great.
Yes. It is Tuesday. We got a big show for you.
I feel like my whole standard of living has gone up.
Well, yeah.
Because Dawn's here. Panda's here. I'm in a bed. Our bed is here. Dawn somehow found a way to fix the shower.
I know.
And
it's pretty amazing.
Because we were thinking it's like, oh man, the shower head's busted.
Yeah.
So my secret plan was when Dawn got here, we were going to go pick out a shower head. Well, then Dawn was like, wait, I think this is just hard water buildup. So then she
Let me fix it.
She put vinegar in a bag and wrapped the shower head with it, and then wake up this morning, took the bag off, and the shower is fixed.
She's like the girl version of MacGyver.
Yes, she is.
She's like McGrover.
She's McGrover. McGrover.
No, McGrover, because MacGyver, McGrover.
McGruber. Who was McGrover? McGruff. You remember McGruff, the crime dog?
Yeah, he took a bite out of crime. Big old bite. I won the best essay contest in...
Did you write McGruff?
Yeah.
Did you really?
Fifth grade or something. Third grade, fifth grade.
Did he reply?
Dare. Yeah, he came out. I got an award and everything.
He's a dog.
Yeah. No, he came out. He had his trench coat on and everything.
Ah! You can't wear trench coats anymore.
I got a hat that said Dare, which sucks because now that hat would be so cool because it's retro and it was a trucker hat.
Yeah.
I would totally sport that hat now.
Now!
So
sport that hat now.
What? Yeah, dude.
Happy Tuesday. Today is New Music Tuesday, and Steve-O some cool songs lined up.
I know. I'm excited. I haven't put together a New Music Tuesday in a really long time.
I helped a little bit, but I was so tired yesterday. I was like, this song and this song, and there's supposed to be something from this. I gotta go.
Yeah, yeah. So it was cool because I had heard some really rad tours. In the making right now, and so I'm like, who are the opening acts for these bands? And so that's how I found a few of the artists, actually. So shout out to Josh Carrolls,
shout out,
and Ivan and Alyosha and the Longfellow, because they're taking out some good people on the road. So found some good bands.
Yes,
found some good bands. Random phone call. Static.
Good morning. Hey, I got a request for a new song. It's called Hoodie Weather. It's the sequel to Sweater Weather.
Hoodie Weather.
Who sings this song?
The people who do Sweater Weather. It's their sequel to Sweater Weather.
Not enough information. We will not play your song.
It's a joke.
No.
It was a joke. Because they're sweater.
I don't
Hoodie Weather? Sweater Weather?
What about Swim Trunk Weather?
There you go. It's a little bit too early for that.
What about Nudie Weather?
It's a seasonal joke.
Nudie Weather is during the middle of the summertime in Phoenix.
Speedo Weather.
Nudie! Nudie booty.
Amazing.
Oh. It was just a joke. Have a good day.
That was awesome. You too. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Sweater Weather. I don't remember that song. That joke was lost on me. I had no idea.
I know. Well, what's funny is I was like, that's probably some Five Iron song. That's the
first thing I thought of.
I was like, that's probably some Five Iron.
Oh, man. Amazing. It is Tuesday morning. We do have New Music Tuesday coming up. We're also going to be talking about the greatest flag in the universe.
Yeah.
It was voted on by USA Today what the greatest flag in America was.
In America.
Yeah, what state flag. So,
which
of course,
state flag?
Coming up at 6:45, we got birthdays, so still time to get a birthday shout out in at studio@mystaticradio.com.
We're going to talk about breaking news.
Yeah, we got breaking news coming up at 6:30.
We're going to talk about other things. Oh, this isn't true.
What?
This little breaking news.
Oh,
I saw
man.
The other side of that.
All right.
Weird. What's this cool
Lots
little
of
song?
Stuff. It's Tuesday. Steam Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static.
Who's ready for some more Team Awesome Morning Party?
Anyone?
Anyone? Anyone?
Come on, don't be shy.
Well, tough, we're giving you more anyway.
Bingo, man, bingo!
Static Radio.
Good morning!
Good morning.
Too soon! What? What are you talking about?
Car.
Yeah. Speaking of cars, we were talking off air about this a little bit.
Yeah.
First of all, yesterday we were talking about Paul Walker passing away. died in this like crazy fiery car crash. And I was mentioning that his daughter wrote this beautiful thing on Facebook.
I remember you talking about that.
Hoax! Fake! Man. His 15-year-old daughter does not have a Facebook page. And so that was not her who paid tribute to her dad. So Paul's reps, I guess, shut down the fake Facebook page
Jerk
when they
hoaxers.
Discovered it. But it's like, dude, come on. Speaking of too soon.
Yeah, too
Gosh.
Soon.
Gosh.
It flies on the road.
You're learning more about this car that...
I'm learning more. He was driving a Porsche Carrera. Porsche.
GT.
Do you say Porsche or Porsche?
I say Porsche.
Good. That's what I've always said. But okay. I've heard some people say Porsche. That's probably because I'm from
Porsche
Mississippi.
J?
Porsche Carrera GT. Porsche J. Which is like a crazy, crazy fast car.
Yeah.
And the really sad thing was me and Steve-O saw a picture of the car crash last
Man.
Night. That car was obliterated.
It was.
Nuts. Nuts! Nuts!
Yeah.
But I
didn't see how two people could have fit in that.
No.
I mean, they just...
There were allegations that they might have been drag racing, but then, like on our breaking news today, there's an article about it says drag racing may have played a part. But I read something. They released
that?
A statement yesterday that said there was no conclusive evidence that there was a second car or that they were drag racing.
Yeah.
So who knows? I know the car that he was driving in, like a... you know how they have the super professional drivers?
Mm-hmm.
They drive these sports cars and then they review them for the magazines.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
One guy said that car was scary.
Wow.
And it was difficult even for professional drivers to control. So if you're out there and you're about to buy a Porsche Carrera
GT,
you need to know that the car has a top speed of 208 miles per hour.
Oh, my gosh.
It's got a V10 engine and more than 600 horsepower. See, it says right here, this was not a car for novices. Todd Trimble, an exotic car mechanic, said it's a very hard car to drive. You have to be a good driver.
Yeah.
Nobody in the Albuquerque area could drive this car because explosions would happen instantly.
Man, I cannot believe how much that car
costs. An oil change alone costs $900 for this car.
Gosh.
Wow. Brand
car costs
new.
Half a mil almost, right?
Yes, $450,000. The engine's in the middle, so it means the car is more agile, turns more quickly. Gosh, I think the irony of his biggest movie series was Fast and Furious.
Right.
So, and he was a car driver, and it's just the weird, crazy irony that he died in a car accident in a sports car that was going too fast.
Did you see what they released this last week? It was a sneak peek at Fast and the Furious 7, the new film that they were almost completed filming.
Yeah.
So there was a like trailer sneak peek of Fast and the Furious 7. And Tyrese Gibson's character was saying, man, no more funerals. And Paul Walker turns to him and says, just one more.
No way.
Yeah.
Ugh.
And he was referring, I guess, to Jason Statham's character in the film. But, yeah. So a little ominous. It released the Friday before he passed away.
I read that they are going to try to respectfully finish the movie.
Yeah. Well,
I think they should.
I thought of The Crow immediately.
Yeah.
You know, with Brandon Lee. He died shooting that. I mean, he was shot filming that movie because of this crazy blank mishap with the gun and was killed on set while they were filming.
And the crazy thing, you know, the whole like Lee curse because something similar
Bruce
happened
Lee
to his
and
dad.
Brandon Lee. Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah, totally crazy.
Illuminati.
But yeah, so I was hoping that they would try and do that as well because I personally actually really enjoyed it. I saw the very first one at the movie theater. I've been a fan of those movies.
Yeah, I remember when the first one came out.
They
I was surprised
fun.
By the, I think Tim, it was either Fast 5 or Fast 6. Tim Skipper was like, I want to see that. And I made fun of him so hard. It's like, Tim, those are the dumbest movies.
Right.
You're supposed to be a smart guy, you know?
Have you seen one?
Well, I watched it.
Okay.
And then I was eating my words. Because the end of it, when it showed so-and-so and they were still alive, I was like, what?
Yeah.
Wait.
Yeah.
Wait.
That was Fast 5, because that was the first one with The Rock.
I don't think I've seen 6 or 7. Then.
7's the one they're filming now. 6 we should get.
We should rent that.
Okay.
Because I was like, oh, man, now I'm re-interested in this. Because they got better when Vin Diesel came back for Fast and Furious.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's crazy. I'm sad that I mean, you know, like we said yesterday, it's not like he was the best actor in the world, but it just sucks.
Always, yeah, it always sucks when a human being passes away. But, yeah. I mean, if there's one thing we're guaranteed, it is we are going to die. So
it's true.
Yeah, it's been an interesting conversation. It's opened up a lot of discussion. So we are like 3 minutes behind because we're talking Paul Walker.
Oh,
you ready to get to breaking news?
All right.
Turn on the news.
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
Breaking news, a shark has killed a kayaker in Hawaii.
What?
That's right. I'm reading this one on the internet.
Oh, no.
Being reported by CNN US. A man was killed in a shark attack while fishing in Hawaii. Whoa, he was in a kayak.
Is that a great white shark?
That is, yes. I don't know if that's what attacked him. The victim's companion, who was also on a kayak, told the department that his friend was fishing for bait fish with artificial lures when a shark bit one of his feet, which was dangling over the edge of the boat. The man's companion was about 500 yards away when the shark attack took place, paddled over to him, tied a tourniquet to try to stem severe bleeding, and called on a tour boat in the vicinity for help. The tour boat brought the man to shore. He was then taken to the hospital. Authorities believe he died of his injuries during the boat journey. Dang, the man was in his 40s. Woo, they're not even sure who he was yet. The shark is the 13th shark incident reported in Hawaii so far this year.
Wow.
Sharks are upset in Hawaii. Why are they upset?
Because they weren't cast in Sharknado.
Oh.
Yeah.
There Started
was a
watching
lot.
That
There was
the
a big
other
outrage.
Day.
No, you did
yes,
not.
Yes, I did.
Why would you do
it's
that?
It's terrible.
Of course
and
it is.
And awesome.
The movie's called
it's,
Sharknado.
Dude, it's so bad. My buddy Josh Green.
I saw that it was finally on Netflix, and I'm like,
that's
dang
where,
it.
That's where okay. I started watching it.
Yeah, yeah.
We started watching it because he wanted to watch some movie about some fighter guy, and I was like, Josh, let's just watch something funny. So I turned on Sharknado. And he's like, Matt, this is the dumbest movie in the world. That tornado has sharks in it. And it throws the sharks. Like, people are standing in a building, and it's like, yeah, what do you want to do? I don't know. Storm's coming in. And then the window breaks, and there's a shark in there just flapping around, and then it goes, mah, and eats somebody. It's really dumb. I didn't finish it. We got about 30 minutes in.
Of course.
And then he
it's
was like
Troll Hunter.
He got up. Yes. But I enjoyed Troll Hunter.
I had to watch it,
it
a second
kinda
time.
Cool. It was kind of cool. Because it was dark, you know, so the effects.
I know.
Man, if I was going to make a low-budget movie and it had to be scary, I would do what Jaws did and just barely show the monster.
Absolutely.
And let people create
That's
it
brilliant.
In their minds.
Yeah. It was like Alien. That was when they built the suspense with the
yeah.
film around
Come
it.
Come on, people.
Yeah.
If you show the thing too soon,
creativity.
People are like, it looks fake.
Ah.
That's yeah. the only reaction anybody's ever
had. But
if
you're going to show it, it better look good. Because yeah. if you wait a whole movie and then you see it at the end, you're like, wait,
Kind of like it.
It. Wait, what? Yes.
Stephen King's It.
Oh, man.
The whole movie, that clown.
Terrified.
Clown
yes.
is
Pennywise.
Horribly terrifying.
Yep.
The whole movie. And
yep.
then the end, those kid, the Goonies
they
are down in the sewer
thing?
And
yeah.
it's a spider thing. And you're like,
that's.
Is this Fraggle Rock? What is this movie turned into? Down at Fraggle Rock. Kids are starting to write their letters to Santa. If you're a kid out there, you need to get on it.
Yeah.
Also, if you're in a gift-giving mood, you can always give me a present. That's my letter. It's a radio letter. Amazon has revealed a drone that could someday deliver packages. Did you see this?
That's crazy.
It's like an octo-helicopter drone. Did you see the picture of it?
I didn't see it.
It looks awesome.
Really?
It looks like something out of, like, Minority Report.
Ah!
Which is scary.
We're living in the future!
We're in the future,
but
y'all!
We're in the present, actually, not the future, so...
Myself from the future!
Man, speaking of... We saw Looper this week on Thanksgiving. We saw a lot of movies on
good
Thanksgiving.
Movie. Yeah, good.
That movie was not what I was expecting.
I know, it's really cool.
But it was good.
Man, I just want to find
What's
the picture
happening?
Of this drone. What? There's the weirdest news on the news pages. The Obamacare website may be fixed.
Yeah, right.
Who knows? Kim Kardashian is defending her parenting skills. Good luck. Everybody knows you're going to be a terrible parent.
Stop it.
I know.
She already is a parent.
You can't say that, apparently. You can't say that about people, you know?
Yeah, I know.
When a woman in the hospital in England went to the bathroom, oh my gosh, she discovered that her surgical team had left a rubber glove inside of her.
Oh my gosh.
What? Bummer.
Oh.
Hey, you guys left
Literally,
something.
Literally. Bum, because did you say UK?
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's all the... It doesn't say what kind of surgery it was.
Man!
Man, give us more info, stupid. When a prisoner in Sweden was denied dental care, he broke out of prison to go to the dentist and then turned himself back in.
No way! I applaud you, sir.
You have been applauded, prisoner.
Yeah.
We need to talk about that later.
Oh, man, yes, we do.
A new report says that marijuana smokers are unknowingly ingesting quite a bit of pesticide.
Hey, look at that.
There you go,
but
friends.
But it's herbal. It's natural, man. It's of the earth. Wait, pesticide? That's not natural.
That's
Who
not
knew?
Of the earth. That's not of the earth.
Intelligent people? I don't know.
Oh, more fast food restaurant strikes are planned across the country for this Thursday. Why? What's going on?
I don't know.
A new study suggests that parents may genetically pass along their fears to their children.
Yeah,
genetically?
I saw that. Yeah, through DNA.
What?
Yeah.
Snake.
I saw that yesterday.
Hey, maybe because my mom is terrified of snakes.
Mm-hmm.
But my dad's terrified of spiders.
Are you terrified of both? Or
no,
did you get
see,
your...
spiders, I'm kind of like, if I see a spider crawling, I
you
can
just
go.
Step
yeah,
on
I
it.
Can just go.
Yeah.
But, like, we stayed at this hotel on the way out here. And it wasn't, like, five-star hotel by any means.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was nice, but it wasn't, like, awesome, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, it had the bed, those beds where, like, the sides are blocked, but there's still, like, a dark space under the bed, you
oh,
know?
Because yeah.
somehow Panda found her way under the bed.
Yeah.
And I was like, she's probably just down there stirring up the spiders. And then all I could think about was spiders coming up from the sheets and just biting me and stuff. And I was like, maybe I'll get powers, but I doubt there's a radioactive one in here. So... Then I freaked myself out.
Of course.
Because, you know, once you get itchy, mm-hmm. once you mentally think, wait, maybe that thing's causing me to itch,
yeah.
then you can't stop.
Oh, yeah.
Because really your brain's going, no, I'm causing yeah. you to itch.
You can't stop.
And you won't stop. These things run me. I don't know. So maybe it's genetic.
So maybe.
In China, a woman attending an auto show intentionally scratched a vehicle to try to force her husband to have to buy it.
Oh.
Wow.
My gosh.
Untrustworthy wife.
Ugh.
Untrustworthy! I'm going to pull up
oh
a
Oh my
picture
gosh.
Here.
Could you imagine? What would you do?
I'd be
if
really
you were
upset.
At a show and Don was like, but baby, I want the General Lee. And you're like, baby, we can't afford the General Lee. And she's like, but I want the General Lee.
I want. It's got a Hemi in it.
And then she just goes, with the key. Oh, we broke it. Now we got to buy it.
Look, your name's on that car. Keyed in Mateo on the car. Great.
I would buy the General Lee.
I would buy the DeLorean.
That's the first car I would buy, yeah.
Wait, okay. I'm going to find a picture of this Amazon thing. I just want to type it in. There's a few more news. Amazon droid.
Yeah.
No, not droid. Amazon drone.
Drone.
If I put in droid, it's going to go droid. Look at that.
Oh, wow.
How cool is that?
Yeah, the scary thing is like... So is it just going to use, like, Google Map type technology
I guess so.
To where it'll just map
yeah,
out?
Yeah, and it'll fly your
oh,
little,
snap.
Like, it could deliver, like, packages. Like
How much is that going to cost for shipping?
Amazon Prime Air.
Oh, my god.
Guys, look, the government is watching us so bad right now. You think this is for deliveries? They're watching you. I always feel like somebody's watching me.
Ain't got no privacy.
That's what's going on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cyber Monday sales, they are set to hit a record. Cyber Monday is living up to its name. They're expected to hit $2 billion
Gosh.
On Cyber Monday for the first time. Wow.
I didn't buy a single thing yesterday.
They were online sales were up 21.4% on Cyber Monday over last year.
Wow.
That's pretty cool.
That's pretty crazy. I did all my cyber shopping on Black Friday.
Oh, man. Check this out.
What you got?
Armpit odor says a lot about who you are.
Okay.
Let's talk about it.
All right.
We humans typically think of ourselves as, well, people.
Yeah.
So sometimes it's hard to remember that we're also mammals who, like most other mammalian species, unconsciously send odor signals to each other carrying information about our gender, our health, our reproductive state, our mood, and even our potential to be a compatible mate.
Okay.
If the idea that your secretions say something about you creeps you out, then you won't be welcome the news that the revealing scent signals we emit may actually be the end products of microbial fermentations carried out in our body's damp, low oxygen creases.
Wow.
Translation: The bacteria in your underarm
yeah.
may have a surprisingly complex role in our social life.
Wow.
Wow. Interesting science. We'll figure out. Probably in a few years they'll say that's not true, but then in 20 more years they'll say no.
I feel like that's totally
true. No, that
true.
Is true. So I don't know.
It makes sense. It's like pheromones.
A North Carolina store clerk was afraid for his life Saturday night after an armed robber started shooting at him. Charlie Welch said he recognized the gunman who shot off rounds inside the store, so the shooting was quite a surprise. Police say 23-year-old Josh Setzer tried to open the register, and when he couldn't, he fired at Welch before taking off with a $3 can of beer that was on the counter. Despite narrowly escaping the bullets, Welch was back at work Sunday. Setzer is behind bars.
Wow.
So this guy tried to rob a store, couldn't do it, got mad, shot at the guy, and then just took a beer.
Gosh, dude. Yep, America.
And then here's a little controversy. And then it's time for birthdays.
Heck yeah.
When this woman called police, she was expecting someone else to get arrested. Instead, she got herself arrested. Police in Flint, Michigan were called to a home by a woman who said that her prescription ibuprofen pills and another unknown bottle of pain medication was missing. She did not know who might have stolen them. When police officers ran her through the computer system, they found that she had 3 outstanding traffic warrants.
Wow.
And she was taken to jail. So there you go. If you take prescription pills and you get addicted to them, you're gonna go to jail! Somehow. The jail ghost is gonna find you. Jail ghost is also known as just consequences of your actions. But I like to call it jail ghost because I personify things too much, like a Disney movie. So jail ghost is gonna find you.
Yeah, pretty
take
much.
You to jail.
Like Jiminy Cricket.
I like Jiminy Cricket.
Yeah, me too. He was good.
He's a good.
He was good. He's a good little cricket.
I think that's all for breaking news. But there's so much stuff in here that we can talk about.
Oh yeah.
Like scientists are working on a bra that prevents stress eating. Applebee's is to announce some tablets.
Tablets?
Yeah, they're going to put tablet computers on all of their tables.
Oh,
Applebee's,
man.
You can't trick me.
I don't know about that.
It's not all good in the neighborhood, Applebee's. I don't like eating at your store.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of those type of places.
Woo! There's tons of stuff. Let's do some birthdays, though, because those
what?
Are important.
All right.
Birthday, birthday, birthday!
Good morning, Stever.
Morning.
Stever.
Hey.
Did you hear about these Amazon drones that are going to fly around and deliver stuff?
Yeah.
They're little helicopters.
They're going to deliver information to the government is what they're going to
do. That's what they're going to do.
You guys not watched Marvel's S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Oh, of course.
Got those little helicopters collecting information thingies.
And we're disappointed.
Yeah, this last episode was stupid. I hope tonight's better.
You're stupid.
Oh, wait, it's not on tonight. It took like that stupid break like everything does for Christmas time.
That's okay. I understand that.
All right.
Hey.
It's the 337th day of 2013. 28 days. Woo. 28 days.
28 days later.
28 days remaining. And today is the birthday of Roxanne.
Yeah.
The gal who was in Splash. Come on.
Wait.
Did you not see Roxanne?
Is it Cher?
Roxanne! No, dude.
Steve Martin?
The blonde girl, Roxanne. She was the blonde girl. Daryl Hannah.
Daryl Hannah! It's her birthday.
Yeah, she was the mermaid in Splash.
Birthday.
Wait, who was the guy on Saturday Night Live that... Daryl Hammond?
Yes.
Oh, poor
Always
guy.
Threw me for a loop. Daryl Hammond.
Daryl Hannah, who actually one time was dating Jackson Brown years
what?
Ago.
Really?
Yep.
She was in Kill Bill. She was the bad girl.
Yeah, with the eye patch.
Yes.
I remember her.
Roxanne, best movie she was ever in.
What? Splash!
Hey, no.
Roxanne, you don't have to put on the red light.
Yeah, come on, Roxanne.
No, that was a Cyrano de Bergerac.
I know. It was with Steve
Steven,
Martin.
This coffee is delicious.
Good.
She is okay. Hold on, I'm gonna say 55.
53.
Yeah,
I got one.
Webcam.
dancing. I am.
Should have a contest for someone to come up with a new
that would be incredible
birthday song. Awesome,
I was just staring staring at the webcam. All right. Looking at it like, what are you trying to do to me?
Stephen Culp from Desperate Housewives.
My favorite TV show.
Never seen it.
47.
Them desperate. They desperate. Stephen. They desperate like the Saints was last night.
Oh, man.
Seahawks just slaughtered them.
Man, rolled over them. That
rolled
was terrible.
Over. I think this person is, what'd you say?
I said 47.
I say 49.
58.
Okay. Oh. Obviously don't know who it is.
All right, so from, now listen to this list of movies, okay?
No.
Yes. The Hunger Games, Mockingjay Part 1 and 2 in production right now.
J-Lo?
Hannibal.
No.
Wow.
Carrie.
Okay.
The Lost World. Jurassic Park, The Big Lebowski, The Kids Are All Right, Crazy Stupid Love, The Fugitive, and so many more.
Oh,
this is from Crazy Stupid Love. They used this song.
Oh, Julianne Moore.
You're right.
Yeah!
Wow!
I knew it!
She played, I think, what was her name?
I don't know.
Sarah... I don't know The Lost World as much as I know Jurassic Park.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is fine. I feel like that's socially acceptable.
Oh, right. The Lost World.
Yeah.
I was thinking of Jurassic World, and I'm like, Idris Elba's going to be in that.
Maybe.
I was thinking of coming up. Yeah.
Yeah, but she plays somebody. Who does she play in The Hunger Games? I read it the other day. That's how I knew it.
She was also Palin in the Sarah Palin
and movie. Actually, she was the voice of the computer thing in Eagle Eye. Uncredited.
She's been in a ton of movies.
Yeah.
I like her.
Julianne Moore celebrating her birthday today.
She is a beacon of hope for redheads everywhere. Because just when you think you're never going to get accepted in this world, you look and you say, wait, Julianne Moore got accepted.
Come back again.
And maybe I can get accepted one day. Maybe this ginger blood's not going to ruin everything for me.
Julianne Moore celebrating her birthday today. Send all letters to Mateo.
Studio at
include gift cards.
I know this. She's
49.
53.
Whoa!
Yeah.
I didn't want to go into the 50s.
Okay, so from Super Fun Night from 21, Fast and Furious, and Crazy Stupid Love.
Wait.
Crazy
Fast and
Stupid
Furious.
Love.
Crazy Stupid Love. That was with, Julianne Moore.
Lisa Lapira is celebrating her birthday today.
Who is that?
What
did she play in Fast and Furious?
I don't know. Never saw it. She was in 21.
That's a teenager movie.
21? No, it's got Kevin Spacey.
Oh,
come
I'm
on.
Thinking of that other movie. What's
it's the one where they're playing blackjack.
21 and Up or something. There was some movie that came out last year that was like 21.
Lisa Lapira.
Oh, wait. I know who it is. I'm going to say
33.
35. 32. Ah! You were so close.
I was.
So close.
You were so close. I can't believe it. It's adorable.
Spooky.
From the Mummy films.
Ooh. Brandon Fraser.
Yep.
No, dude, he was in the Mummy films.
Yeah.
What?
You're thinking of Boris Karloff.
No.
Karloff the Uncanny.
I forgot I was talking to an elitist over here.
Yeah, those weren't mummy films.
The mummy films were good.
This piece of work is called The Sarcophagus.
This piece of work.
Oh, it's a piece.
Oh, of work.
Hey, I used to play piano as a kid, right? And whenever I'd call a piece a song,
yes,
my teacher would threaten to make me sing it.
Yes.
Don't make me sing.
I'd have to be like these guys.
Don't make me sing.
The Mummy movies were okay, but I'm like...
Brendan Fraser.
Boris Karloff. They're remaking it. You know
what
that?
About... Yeah. What about, like, Blast from the Past? And he was in... What's the one?
Encino Man.
He was in that movie with Harrison Ford where they made the cure for the kid or something.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, he was in the saddest episode of Scrubs I've ever seen. Also one of the best episodes of Scrubs I've ever seen.
Uh-oh.
Brendan
he was
Fraser.
In Journey to the Center of the Earth. He was in Georgia the Jungle.
Brendan Fraser.
Airheads. Do you remember
Airheads?
Oh, yeah. Man.
How old is he?
Brendan Fraser.
He's older than we think. I think he's 47.
43.
45.
Right in the
just
middle.
Right there in the middle there, right? We almost had it.
What?
From the movie Veep and the My Girl films.
Oh, Macaulay Culkin?
Anna Chlumsky.
Chlumsky. Yeah. Oh, yeah, because she disappeared for a long time, went to school and
stuff. Yeah, because it wouldn't be the My Girl films with Macaulay Culkin. Because he was allergic to bees.
True.
He can't see without his glasses.
Spoiler alert.
He can't see without his glasses. Oh. He can't see without his glasses. That was sad. Can make me
feel this. How old's Anna?
Well, I'm going to say 35.
32.
33.
Ah!
33 is my lucky number. Why didn't I guess it?
All right. Can we do this?
Yeah.
All right.
I want to.
How strange. That my life's
musical.
What is happening?
This is a musical.
From In Time, Red Riding Hood, Big Love, and Les Miserables.
Oh,
and
a freaky girl. Yeah, that girl.
Yep.
She was also in Mean Girls.
Oh, man.
She was in Mean Girls, Steve.
29. Go.
That's her singing.
I know.
27.
What'd you say, Steve?
29.
28.
Ah!
You know what? Actually, you know what else she was in?
Mean Girls.
No, she was in Mamma Mia.
Mamma Mia.
Yeah.
She's got like crazy eyes.
She's pretty. You don't think she's pretty?
She just always looks like she's staring at you.
It's man, she's funny.
Did you guys see In Time? In Time was good.
In Time was good. Justin Timberlake.
I think In Time was the thing that got me about that movie was the car crash because it looked like they dropped a Hot Wheel off the couch.
Yeah.
It went.
All right. Here you go.
I'm shaking it!
James Taylor!
I'm shaking it, Steven!
Peaches and Herb.
Really?
What?
I don't know!
From Family Ties.
Okay.
He played Andy Keaton.
I totally forgot the theme song to Family Ties.
Played Michael J. Fox's little brother.
Yeah. What was his name?
I don't know.
Andy.
Yeah, I didn't watch
Brian Boz or Bonzel.
Brian Bonzel.
Look what I've done.
He, I feel like we're about the same age. So I'm going to say he's a little older.
40.
Oh, I was going to say 36.
40, how?
Oh,
you're 39.
I'm going to throw this chair at
37.
You. I'm going to throw a chair at you. WWE
good luck
style.
Picking that
then
up.
I'm going to jump
you're going to hurt your back
rope,
if you pick
and
that
I'm
chair.
I'm going to elbow you. I'm going to elbow drop you.
Your hip is going to come out of place if you pick
might.
That.
Bite you. 30. What did I say? Dang it!
Total distraction.
I'm going to say 37. Now?
36.
32.
Oh, snap. Ozzy?
Yep.
You hear that bass?
Yeah.
How old do you think that young fella is?
Oh, man.
And wait. You have to do it in Ozzy speak. Matthew says 68.
Gosh.
No, in Ozzy speak.
I feel like you're more like 69 then.
65.
Ah!
Wasn't that fun?
Yeah.
Should do a whole morning of Ozzy.
Ozzy
speak.
I can't play games with my life anymore. Stever. Jefferson Starship. Jefferson. Wait, is it just, it's Jefferson Starship, right?
This is actually Starship, but this guy was in Starship and Jefferson Starship. Mickey Thomas of Jefferson Starship, or Starship.
Now I'm shaking it. This sounds like the beginning of an old TV show I watched when I was a kid called Denver the Last Dinosaur.
That There's Mickey, right there.
Listen to that bass.
Dude is 51.
55.
64.
Oh, wow. Snap.
My bad.
You got to remember, he did this, but he also did, you know, back to...
He had been...
Jefferson Starship.
Was he in Jefferson Airplane?
I don't know. He was in Starship, and Jefferson Starship.
Wait, are they all, like, connected?
Yes. Yeah. They just kept changing their name.
Really?
Well, yeah. Probably some different members.
They kind of changed music styles, too, because wasn't Jefferson Airplane, like, weren't they more of a jam kind of thing?
Jefferson Airplane is, like, the kind of music, like, when you think about Vietnam.
Yeah.
You know.
And then Starship and Jefferson Starship were more like 80s flair.
Yeah,
what
like
about
this.
Just Airplane? Was he an airplane? Because that movie
no,
was...
Stop
no.
Calling Me Shirley.
It was not, yes. Not an airplane. Okay, we are to dates.
We got one. You got one today.
On this good date job. In what year, Illinois, otherwise known as Illinois,
yeah,
became the 21st U.S. state?
I feel like it was already a state when Abraham Lincoln was around.
Good thinking. Wow.
Gosh, I say 1802.
It was during the Battle of 1812.
1818.
Ah! Good guess.
Okay, so on this date in what year, Keith Richards was electrocuted and knocked unconscious during a Rolling Stones concert in Sacramento. Not funny.
Good grief.
Not funny.
Oh, my God.
He was started.
Never stop me up or never stop. Except he did.
Except if I'm electrocuted.
It was this or Electric Avenue.
Yeah,
you should have done Electric Avenue.
This works. This so works.
Stop me up.
1965. So on this date...
Oh, my gosh. You're playing some great...
In what year? In Cincinnati, background. Ohio, 11 fans were killed during a stampede for seats before a Who concert at Riverfront Coliseum.
Good grief.
I mean, Roger Daltrey is the greatest rock and roll voice of all time, so it makes sense.
No,
what was the drummer's name?
It doesn't make sense.
What was the drummer's name, Stever?
See, there's Pete Townsend.
Keith Moon?
Yes.
Freaking awesome.
Yeah. Actually, Keith Moon did stuff and filled in areas that was just
okay, and he had the wraparound drum set, right? Didn't he? Wouldn't he spin all the way around playing?
I don't remember, but he sounded amazing.
I could be getting him mixed up. I think that's who had that. Yeah,
I think he's got one of the greatest rock and roll voices in the universe.
Who was a great
Paul Rogers? Paul Rogers.
Dude, Roger Daltrey. I we have this discussion.
Hey, Chris
regularly.
Daltrey, man. Daltrey, love you.
Okay, on this day in 1971.
1969.
Today, it's Giving Tuesday. Now, I looked it up. Here's what you're supposed to do today.
Give?
You're supposed to take a selfie, but you need to tag it hashtag unselfie and hashtag it... Giving Tuesday.
Okay.
And you need to hold a sign that says what you and your friends are giving to.
No. This is too complicated.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that's what today is.
Then you need to stand on your head.
I have an idea. Okay. This is how I can apply this.
I'm doing the Christmas one where you got to do each day something different.
Look, this is what I'll do today. Me and Steve will take a selfie from my static radio.
Okay.
And we'll hold up our Christmas list. And be like, you guys give us this. Because we're giving you our list.
See how that works for you.
Yep.
All right, today is International Day of Persons with Disabilities.
Okay.
Today is Roof Over Your Head Day, which draws attention to those who are not so fortunate and reminds us to be appreciative of the little luxuries we enjoy.
That's right.
The roof is kind of a big luxury.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
It's Make a Gift Day.
Hey, Dawn made a gift for Brody.
Yes, she did.
She made a gift for his birthday. It was so sweet.
Okay, and maybe you guys can work on this in the next few minutes. Today is Peppermint Latte Day.
Oh, yes.
And that is all.
Peppermint Latte Day. I'm about to make that happen at Solomon's Porch. We got to take a quick break. Coming back, We do have a topic for you. We'll have the question of the day. And USA Today recently surveyed the nation to find the greatest flag in America. The winner may surprise you. It's coming up on Team Awesome Morning Party.
It's going to be fun, y'all. Keep listening.
Static Radio. Let's celebrate. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Team Awesome Morning Party, welcome to the show.
Really fascinated by these Amazon drones.
Are you going to be okay? I think you're a little nervous about this.
I think they're cool, but I am nervous about them.
Are they going to start crashing into each other? Because yesterday, Cyber Monday set a record.
Oh, that would be hilarious.
For the most online... I bet you... Man.
Look.
Next year, Cyber Monday, little drones flying everywhere.
Will spotting Amazon's fleet of Prime Air drones soon be as normal as seeing mail trucks on the road today?
How
That's what Amazon is
trucks.
Saying. I see mail trucks every day, and I never trust them.
Really?
Never.
I rarely see our mail person.
Do you remember back in the 90s when all the postal workers started going crazy?
Well, they went postal. That's like where the term came from.
I know.
Yes.
Before we said going postal,
they
went crazy.
What did we say before that?
Crazy.
Okay, man.
But so many postal workers started getting crazy, they changed it to going postal.
We need to invent a term. Let's do something outlandish that causes people to say, man, that dude went
straight static.
They went straight static. Yeah. Stever.
You can just say they went Newman.
They went Newman.
They went Newman.
Yeah. Truth. Truth.
From Seinfeld.
90s show I never watched.
You never watched Seinfeld?
No.
I watched some of it.
I was a Friends guy.
I'm not as versed in Seinfeld as all the House of Heroes guys are. They can quote like every episode.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
It's pretty crazy. Look at all these topics. Look at this image of the day.
Now, speaking of, we teased this around, you know, before we went to break.
Yeah.
This isn't a big one, but I got a little trivia for you.
I would love to hear it.
USA Today did a survey.
Okay.
The 10 best Reader's Choice Award winners for flags.
Huh.
After 4 weeks of voting, they narrowed it down to the top 10 best state flags. Now, you've toured around the nation.
Yes.
So you've probably seen a lot of different state flags.
I have.
You could probably... I could show you a handful and go, yep, sure, that one.
Okay.
Can you tell me the number one?
I think it was probably...
state flag.
I want to say it's probably California because they have that cool bear. Not California.
Number four, California.
Oh, okay. I'm good with that. Top five.
Made it to the top five. 505-338-3700.
What's the number one flag in this country? Would it be... Wait, what about Hawaii? Stever said Hawaii.
Hawaii, not on the top 10.
Not even there?
Not even on the top 10.
It's not Mississippi.
Mississippi's not on the top 10.
Of course not. Because there's still the Confederate flag in there.
I didn't realize this until the Justice League of America came out, and there's a comic... with the flag on the cover, and
they
it was
did
like
the flag of all 50 states.
Yeah, and it was like, what? There's a flag with the Confederate flag still in it, and you said that's Mississippi.
Yep.
And I kind of freaked out a little bit.
Is it like Oregon or Washington?
Oregon or Washington? Neither one are on the top 10.
Is it Vermont?
Come on, buddy.
Is it Vermont?
Vermont.
Wow.
Is not it, even on the top 10.
Is it South Carolina? Is it Florida? Is it New Hampshire?
New Hampshire's number five.
Yeah! What is New Hampshire's flag
you
look
got
like?
Formed, I have no idea.
All right, you know what? I'm going to pull up a picture of the 50 state flags, and then I want to look at them, and
oh
I'm going to say...
Oh my gosh, this is going to take way too long.
No, it's not.
Come on! Take a wild guess what the best flag in America is.
Georgia. Okay, wild guess. Alaska.
Alaska is number eight.
Hawaii. I don't know.
Said Hawaii.
Alaska. Kentucky. Kentucky shirt.
Not even on the top 10.
Tennessee.
Nope.
Hennessy.
Nope.
Alabama.
Nope.
Arkansas. Oh, nope. Update everyone. Arkansas has fixed a lot of the roads, but Oklahoma. Oklahoma hates me.
Yeah.
Oklahoma says, hey, Matt, you remember when you drove through Arkansas last night and it was better and you were like, huh, all right, Arkansas, you fixed a lot of your problems. Not so bad. Come on into our state. We just moved all the problems here.
To Oklahoma.
Terrible, bro. It's like,
static.
Can I make a vote on the best flag?
The best flag. Go for it.
Florida.
Florida, not even on the top 10 list.
I said
list.
Florida.
Are you serious?
Not even on the top 10. No, I don't even know what the Florida state flag looks like.
I'm trying to find this, and he's mad that I'm trying to pull up a picture.
I don't even know what the state flag of Florida looks like either. I'm just dreaming of beach right now.
Quit
cold
dreaming.
Weather.
Yeah. Quit dreaming.
You should be California dreaming because that was number 4.
California dreams.
Static.
Hey, Breaker.
Good morning.
Talking about the flag.
Hey, yes, thank you, C-3PO.
Your phone is crazy.
Yeah, you sound like C-3PO. Actually, you don't. C-3PO is very clear.
Oh, is it Colorado?
Colorado's number 2.
Ooh.
Colorado number 2 is, what about West Virginia?
West Virginia, not on the top 10.
Dang it. Okay.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you, robot.
Static!
Is it New Mexico?
Is it New Mexico? Well, you would think, since we live in New Mexico and the show is based in New Mexico, that you would might want to guess New Mexico, because guess what? It's New Mexico!
It's because, I'll tell you why, it's because there's a cross on it.
With a little deductive, that's not a cross, it's a Zia symbol.
When I look at it, it's a cross because I'm a Christian.
Man.
That's my worldview right there.
Stop it right
now. No, when I look at things, if you look at a cross and that's not what you see, then you ain't a Christian.
It's a Zia symbol.
That's a Christian right there. That's a Christian flag.
Thank you for the call. Way to deduce.
Wait.
Yes. Yeah, it's New Mexico.
Okay.
It's New Mexico.
Do you see this crazy flag right there? Do you know whose that is?
Wow, no.
That's Maryland.
Maryland, not on the top 10.
What about is this Nevada? Their flag looks awesome.
That is Arizona.
Arizona, okay.
And Arizona is number 6.
Ooh, that star looks 3D.
That looks like
the beginning of Star Wars.
Yeah.
No, Superman. You remember the
static.
You know, I was just going to come in on the road to Oklahoma there, Mateo.
Let's hear it, Brent.
You know, I think the worst thing is you got to pay to drive on that road.
Yeah. Yeah.
The what?
The tolls. You got to pay the toll.
We didn't take, we just took 40. We didn't go like to Tulsa or anything, so we didn't have to pay the tow.
Nice.
Oh, you didn't? I thought you had to go through that Will Rogers Turnpike and all that stuff to get through Oklahoma.
Not us, man.
All right, man.
Bless you now.
Straight shot.
Bless you now, Arkansas. Look at Arkansas's flag.
Top
Diamond of the South.
According to USA Today, they, for 4 weeks, surveyed people.
Survey.
To come up with the 10 best Reader's Choice.
That's a cool flag.
Best state flag. Number 10 was Kansas.
Kansas. Simple.
Number 9.
Effective.
Oh, yeah, that's good. Number 9 was Michigan. Got me. I don't even know. I don't care. Number 8. Alaska.
I don't know. Alaska. Wait, here we go. Michigan. Boom.
Okay.
Nah. Eh,
whatever.
Alaska?
Alaska?
Yeah.
Eh. All these blue, like, cool. Boring. Okay, number
blue
7.
Blue is not boring. Blue is
Ohio.
Peaceful.
Where's Ohio?
Right here.
That's cool.
Ohio.
I like that.
Cool.
Arizona was number 6.
Yeah.
I love Arizona State Flag. Yeah. Number 5 was New Hampshire.
Lame sauce.
Yeah. Number 4 was Califas. Good old California.
California.
Yeah.
With this bear.
Number 3 is the one of the greatest states in the universe. See, it's funny. My 3 favorite states were the top 3. Texas was number 3.
Yep.
Colorado, number 2.
Boom.
New Mexico, number 1.
Colorado's flag looks like, it looks like back in the day when somebody made it, they were like, I'm a branding expert.
Yeah.
So, we need a flag that's going to represent our state forever. And when people see it, see it.
I see what you did there.
Colorado. Because what? Look, the only other ones you can think, is it California? No, they have that bear.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's what the guy was like. He was like, California has cornered the market with the bear. We can't use the bear. So we need a C shape. Because look at Connecticut.
And we're not racist, so we can't be like Mississippi.
No. Oh. Well, but see, everybody knows Mississippi's flag. They're like, I wonder who's
that
is.
Oh, that's that Confederate flag.
That's those idiots down there.
Static.
Hey, didn't we also have the best license plate?
Oh, I don't know.
Let me tell you something about New Mexico license plates.
Uh-oh.
I love the teal one.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I love it.
You get to choose when you get your New Mexico plate.
I can't wait to choose.
And I think the teal one won also some kind of national survey. So
I love the teal one.
We're just the best.
I'm about to get my man card revoked here, but I went to, and when I got this new Subi, you know, or this new old 99 Subi! Subaru, it's red. And so they asked me which one I wanted. And I seriously, staring across the counter from the girl at the DMV, said, I don't know. It's a red car. Do you think the blue one will go with the red car? Or should I just stick with the yellow? You know what? I'll just stick with the yellow because it's already got red,
the
in,
red
it.
In it.
It's
That's
got
right.
red in it, so it'll
That's
match
right.
the red car.
Revoked.
I just said that. Man card gone. It was gone, like Revoked. Instantly. So not only did I got my driver's license, but I lost my man card at the DMV. All in one
But you have a good looking license
so,
plate
there
car.
There you
map,
go.
So.
Exactly. It
That's
looks
important.
Good. It's uniform. So.
Uniform.
Thanks for the call.
Uniform.
Yeah, it was a sad day. It was a sad day.
I want to get the teal license plate.
Yeah,
I like it.
Do it.
I can't.
It'll
wait.
Look good with. It'll look good with your.
I wanted to play.
Ride.
I thought that was something different.
All right,
we'll play this one.
Coming up.
What's coming up?
Our question of the day.
Yeah, it is. Also, it's New Music Tuesday. Don't forget about it.
Yeah. Dude, the 8 o'clock hour is going off.
It's
going
to be fun. We've got some good selections today.
Yeah, I found a couple bands. I got to, like, help out with this one.
Whoa!
I haven't done New
you
Music
usually
Tuesday.
Usually help out.
Yeah, but you always pick all the good stuff.
Well,
I don't
some
get
would
to do
say
that.
That's a matter of taste.
Yeah.
But that's fine.
Well, all right.
It ain't metal enough. It ain't metal.
Speaking of metal and rocking around... The Christmas tree, it's
Let's
Christmas
do it.
Time.
Let's rock on around that Christmas tree.
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Merry Christmas.
Static. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Tuesday.
New Music Tuesday coming up in the 8 o'clock
Just
hour.
Right around the corner.
Your chance to judge other people's talents. Tell us what you think about all the latest music coming out. Hey, local artists, if you would like to get your music on Static Radio, it's your opportunity. It's your chance.
Hey, I got last week.
Yeah.
I got so disappointed in Mitch.
Why?
When you guys played the U2 song,
oh,
and then she was like, my generation wants to listen to Coldplay, not U2. And it was like, Mitch, stop. Stop talking.
She's going to be here.
You don't know what you're talking about.
Make her come in and hang out with you. You
guys I will.
Are gonna hug it out.
I know. Look, I wore the socks she got me today.
Boom!
Meowy Christmas.
Does it say Meowy Christmas?
It does.
You're wearing socks that say Meowy Christmas?
I'm confident in my manhood.
Oh, man.
I can wear
man,
what I want.
Come on.
I don't go to the DMV and ask if my license plate will go with my car. I just do what I want.
Touche.
I had a friend yesterday
Touché.
Post a picture. It was one of those memes, and it was like something to – it was a put down on wearing skinny jeans, and it was like, manliness, everybody knows manly men don't wear skinny jeans. That was the meaning of it.
Right.
And I wanted to comment, but I didn't. I wanted to – and then he wrote under. He's like, you know who you are. You know, whatever.
Was he talking about you?
I'm sure he – well, I wear skinny jeans. I'm sure he was.
Yes.
But – I wanted to write, well, most people would say manly men aren't really concerned about what other men are wearing. Why are you so concerned about my jeans? Crazy. But I didn't write that because I didn't want to start an internet feud.
Now you're just starting a radio feud.
Woo!
It's all good. Totally different.
Now, that's for all the people out there that are like, man, skinny jeans. Oh, no, he's right. I'm looking at other dudes' jeans. Oh, no. I care about that guy's clothes and more than I care about myself.
Speaking of feuds, interesting research shows that more workers are feeling the draw of holiday online sales during working hours.
Mm.
According to a new study by CareerBuilder, over half, 54% of workers expect to spend time at work
yes.
shopping online for the holidays.
Hang on. I just got an email about a great discount at Urban Outfitters. What did you say?
Shut up.
Hang on.
A great deal. So that hipster trendy t-shirt is only going to be $34 instead of $45.
Listen to me type.
Oh, yeah.
I'm
That's
typing
real.
In a website.
That's real.
Discount.
That's real. With the ever-looming distractions offered by technology, many employers have had to take measures to prevent loss of productivity, including... Check this out, dude. 51% of employers say their organization blocks employees from accessing certain websites from work.
Huh.
1 in 5 employers say they fired someone for using the internet for a non-work-related activity. 7% of all employers pointed directly to online shopping at work as a reason for termination. 10% of employers say they fired someone for sending non-work-related emails during work hours.
Well, that's kind of lame.
So...
I get, like, shopping, because that's basically, like, if you had a TV set up in the office, and you looked over, and everybody was just watching a movie. Right. That's what, internet shopping is. I get that. I understand.
Right, yeah. I mean, we get 15-minute breaks. We get a couple breaks throughout the day.
Do it on your break.
Do it on your break. But there are some, like, here we have a nice little setup where it doesn't block some webs, because reading this article, man, there's some places... that block places like Facebook, Amazon.
Wow.
Certain retailers that it won't even allow you to go to the website from work. 505-338-3700. Confession time.
Confession.
This will be our question of the day. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Over half of workers plan to shop online from the office. Are you going to be one of them?
Are you going to shop? You might want to call in anonymously.
I feel like people aren't going to want to say that on Facebook because then, A, they're probably Facebooking from work, which is not okay. Two, they're confessing to something they're about to do at work.
Don't do it.
Unless it's blocked. Maybe it's blocked because not a lot is blocked here. Thankfully, I mean, for us, part of our job is being on Facebook.
That's how
we interact with you as a listener.
Also, we have to. That's how we find music and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, we're constantly searching. So Spotify, different places like that.
We're
finding
blessed.
New music. We are.
We're blessed.
So, but yeah, wow. Computer and internet rules at your workplace. Are there certain sites you can't visit? Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or 505-338-3700. Yesterday being Cyber Monday, I was bombarded with emails this morning from like held over Black Friday sales that are still happening, you know, and I'm like,
oh, knew that was going to happen.
Of course. So, if you're one of those suckers like me who went out on Black Friday and shopped because you thought today was the day, we were lied to.
We were all lied to. All right, so question of the day is, say it for me one more time.
I don't know.
Question of the day.
Are you going to be one of them online shoppers and or are you prohibited from that at your workplace? You allowed to search the web online? Static.
Hey, do you have the voice scrambler on?
Yes, we do.
Wait, hold on. Let me turn it on.
Go ahead and talk.
Okay, you're good.
He got scared. No.
Static.
Good morning.
Good morning.
2 points on the shopping online at work.
Okay. Yes.
First one is my husband actually is IT for a medical company.
Right.
And he is under the assignment that when he goes onto somebody's computer, if he finds websites that aren't supposed to be there, if he finds backgrounds, like they put personal pictures on their background, something, he has to take them off.
Oh. Wow.
It's kind of mean, and it's a little evil. He takes way too much joy in doing it.
Yeah. So wait. You're telling me my sparkly kitty with angel wings background on my desktop is not allowed?
Not at all. It has to be something work appropriate, something that the company put on there.
All right. Wow. Question. Since we work at a radio station, if I put a picture of the latest cool MP3 player on the background.
Fired.
But it deals with work.
Sorry, man. Gotta go. No, of course not.
I'm gonna get fired.
Here is good. We have a Spider-Man in a fireman's hat.
Yeah, that's our background.
As the background of our desktop. So
because we believe when people walk in there and they see that, they're gonna go, yeah, this place is pretty cool. And then in this computer, we have Ryan Kuhn in the background.
Yeah,
old keyboard player from Waverly.
Picture of the old keyboard
look
player
at him.
From
look
oh,
at this
look at
smiley
it's
little
great.
Look at that.
It just brightens your day.
Man.
So I think that's, man, that's a little overboard.
Well, what we should do is we should change every background here at work to a Bible verse.
There you go.
But we should find verses in the Bible that nobody reads.
Obscure.
Yeah.
Like
Chronicles. So-and-so begot so-and-so, and so-and-so begot so-and-so.
Yeah.
And it was good.
Yeah, that'd be good.
People read it and go, man, this place is theologically just deep. I don't even know who those people are.
Thanks for the call.
Not a problem. Have a good day, guys.
You too. 505-338-3700. Online shopping at work apparently has spiked up to 54%. So what are your workplace rules? Are you allowed to get online?
Yeah, I asked the question, are you a person that gets online and shops at work? Or are you prohibited from doing so?
What's up with that?
What's up with that? What's up with that?
We got to take a quick break. Coming back, 8 o'clock hour, which means New Music Tuesday right around the corner. If you'd like to get music in for New Music Tuesday, mystaticradio.com, under the Locals Rules section, you could submit your MP3s that way.
And you better hurry.
We'll play your jams.
You better hurry.
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
It's the time.
Time for
New Music Tuesday.
You need to listen to this.
All right, everybody. Good morning.
Hey, good buddy. I can't do a good radio voice.
Hey, good morning. My nose sounds stuffed. Right. Like, how you doing?
That's pretty much what you have to do. All right, everybody.
It's not too far off.
Beautiful Tuesday morning.
Sick voice.
Yeah, I just came into work today and I was like, so tired.
Oh,
did Paul just text us?
Yeah, he did.
Paul, love you. It's New Music Tuesday.
He gave us some scriptures for our desktop backgrounds.
Oh, good.
He's thinking. It is a beautiful New Music Tuesday.
It's beautifully brutiful outside.
I was pretty excited. I got to fill in for our music director because he was moving
so
stuff.
Tired. Yesterday I went, took a nap, short nap.
Would you say you were sleeping at last?
Hey, look out. Is that the first one?
We can put that first if you want. There's brand new sleeping at last. That's why it's funny, people. That's why it's funny, you.
That's why it's funny. We're so happy. It's New Music Tuesday, and it's your favorite time of the year.
Pretty much. Pretty much. We got a lot of new music to get to. A new jam from an artist that we know. In AJ. Man, a lot of new music from bands that we play.
We got some General Ghost coming up.
Yeah.
Andrew Bell.
A lot of the stuff you haven't even heard.
Yeah. There's a new Almost song.
Brand new Need to Breathe came out from their forthcoming record that won't be released until April.
Which is good because we've been playing the heck out of that other one.
Yeah. So pretty good chance to hear some new stuff that, you haven't heard yet. So
you ain't heard it yet. Let me tell you about what happens when you ain't heard it. You start making these assumptions. And you're like, man, that band, they're going to put out an album one day. And then they don't. And then they break up.
Yeah,
Waverly.
So, yeah.
Also, we've still got some Waverly EPs to give away.
Yeah.
I have four here. Yeah, four. There are four. Our limited edition EP that we put out to try to revitalize our career, and it didn't work, so we ended up breaking up.
Boom.
Boom.
There you go. Good times.
It was great.
Behind the music.
Just brass tacks for you.
Here's what I'm excited about. When VH1 does a behind the music for Waverly, I get to have like a little part. You know, cause
shortest
I'll,
episode of behind the music great. Ever. It'll last
we'll
about
make it long.
It'll last 10 minutes.
I'll talk about the time you called me and you were like starting to think about it and you weren't sure and like all Waverly stuff. Dude, I get to be in it.
You
me,
do get
me,
to be
me,
in
me.
It. Me, me, me.
Yeah.
And then they're going to do behind the music Steve-O.
And then
he's going to be like, I was almost in a band.
I was almost in a band once.
I played guitar for a little
couple
while.
Times, maybe.
Now I'm playing it, and it'll show like behind the scenes at the church house. And we're getting ready for worship, and then it's like, these are all in the wrong key! And throw them down, and you're like mad. You're like mad. I just need to go
you
pray.
You know I play in the key of B!
You're like, I need to go pray. And then the camera follows you, reality's out. To this dark little room, and you're like, there's candles and stuff already in there, and you're like, this is my frustration room. My confession, this is where I come when I get frustrated.
You realize we have to film this now.
Yeah.
It'd be hilarious. We're doing that. Behind
it would be
the music
worship
team.
Band. Yeah.
Oh,
behind
man.
The music worship team. And they could be like, it could be so funny. It would be like every serious decision. It would be like, are we going to play Nothing But the Blood? Are we going to play Just As I Am? And then you have some guy in the background go, ah! And they just get mad and leave. Who's that? That's Terry. He's always upset. He's been given the gift of taking things too seriously.
Oh, man. Yep, that's happening.
And then it'll pan over and you'll have another one. It's like, your jeans don't go with your top, man. How are people supposed to worship? You're a stumbling block. Your fashion is terrible.
You watch the new Hillsong DVD.
Are you writing all this down? We're gonna have to go back and listen to our own podcast so we can actually film this.
Got it all right here.
Okay, good. That's
Think
good.
Think tank.
Man, it goes in and then pss, right out.
That's
for
what
me.
I call
so
my
I'll,
brain.
I'll lose it. I'll
Think
lose
tank.
It. Amazing. Speaking of amazing, we got a lot of amazing music for New Music Tuesday today. Mm-hmm. On the way, we mentioned Need to Breathe. The Almost has some new stuff. We got a brand new band to Static Radio. We're going to premiere here in a few. But first, Sleeping at Last. They've been a band we've played for many, many years around these parts.
Okay. This band writes beautiful,
incredible,
sleepy time music.
Yes, they do.
Sleeping at Last is a fitting name. Anytime I hear a song from them, I'm like,
Nope. I saw them open for Switchfoot years ago, and they've been around since M88 days. On
I didn't realize they were still together. I thought they had broken up.
Yeah, brand new broken record up. Called Space.
Space.
It's Atlas Space.
Atlas Space Time.
Something. Yeah. So anyways, latest song is called Sun. Let us know what you think. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Right now.
Static! Brand new Sleeping at Last song called Sun. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Sun, S-U-N. Now, if they wanted to be right about it, they'd have spelled it S-O-N. Like the sun. Christian.
Wait, what?
I don't know.
Okay.
Carly says, nice song, Dig. Sean says, Dig, but that might be because I'm in my happy place. And Sean, I don't want to know what that means. You keep that to yourself. TJ says, infinity times I drew a blank. So I said it infinity times, Dig anyways. I don't know. I don't know what TJ is talking about.
Dig it or bury it, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Do you know what he's talking about?
I think because it's repetitive.
Is there a
because
lyric?
There's an infinity repeat. Does he repeat infinity?
Oh, infinity.
To infinity and beyond.
Infinity.
The record's called Space.
Space.
And Buzz Lightyear is a space ranger to infinity and beyond.
Still don't get it.
Sleeping at Last.
Nope.
No. Okay.
Seems like people like that one.
New Music Tuesday, tell us what you think. We're going to change them up because usually it seems like we play the slow ones together
slow,
and then the country and then we're going to play. So I'm going to just mix it up and go crazy all over the place.
Let's make it happen.
All right. New record coming out in April from this band. They're called Need to Breathe. It's all one word.
Need to breathe.
Have to say it as fast as possible. Need to Breathe.
Need to Breathe.
They have a brand new song called Difference Maker. Tell us what you think. It's a little different. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static. I'm just saying. Need to Breathe.
Did that make a difference in your life?
It is a difference maker.
Is it?
Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Tell us what you think.
No.
Okay.
I'm not telling anybody anything. I'm keeping my opinions.
It's Need to Breathe. So it's like, well, I got this brand new song from Need to Breathe. It sounds exactly like I expected it.
Guys, we
Man,
hear
it's good.
Dig it, add it, yes. We heard this at their concert a year ago, and I knew it would be a hit.
Nice.
Bill says, banjo!
Yeah, see, that's the thing. Like, I feel that whole banjo trend has come and is going.
It's going.
It's going. However, Need to Breathe is one of those bands that's like, hey, remember before the banjo was cool? Yeah, we had a banjo.
We were doing
so
that.
So we're going to keep using a banjo, and I'm okay with that. Because you're Need to Breathe.
Yeah.
So you do whatever you want.
Aw. Natalie says, y'all make it difficult to bury anything. Three songs are good.
Oh, hey.
You're welcome.
Sweet.
You're welcome, sweet Natalie.
Thanks, Nat.
Thanks, Nat. Joelle says, a little different style, but she digs it. I agree. I really liked their last album.
Yeah.
The Reckoning.
Yeah.
I liked the more...
This was more just like back to the roots of good old... Yeah.
But whatever. I'm sure the record will be excellent.
Speaking of, we went on this roller coaster ride, and that roller coaster started. Actually, it was Sleeping at Last, so it already started kind of going down.
Yep.
And then, Need to Breathe was chill, chill, chill. Now we're just going to hit this bottom. We're going to hit this bottom. We're going to bottom out right here.
That gives a negative connotation.
No, because it's like we're going chill, chill, and now this is like, hey, man, the fall. This is fall.
Gotcha.
This is autumn. This is vibey. This is very chill. Our boy AJ Cheek put out something, and he's going by his real name. Well, I mean, AJ is his real
name. That's him, right?
Boom. Yep. Okay. Yep. That's him. That's him.
Boom.
Going by Armin J now instead of AJ Cheek.
Yes.
I like it.
This is... This is a really good friend
this
of mine.
This is his for real names.
But I haven't listened to this yet, so I'm excited.
It's called Everything's Different, Nothing's Changed. Tell us what you think. He's always been like a really rad storyteller, folk artist.
Yes.
And so this definitely fits that genre. I
accidentally put the wrong title. Look at that.
Everything's different. Nothing's changed.
Nothing's changed. That's the name of the song.
Longest song title that it doesn't even fit on the computer.
There
so,
it is.
There you go. Tell us what you think. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Right now.
Static. Armin J, also known as AJ Cheek. Everything's different. Nothing's changed.
Ooh.
Yeah.
His voice sounds
that's
good.
Fall, man. Yeah, yeah.
Man, storyteller. I like it. I liked it.
Tell us what you think. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We're in the middle of New Music Tuesday, premiering some new tracks from Rad Bands.
Rad Bands.
And
hey.
Dear friends.
Hey,
AJ
y'all.
Cheek, one of your dear
I love
bros.
That guy.
Yeah, he's a good dude.
Man, I miss him. I miss his face and his just little bitty face.
Yeah.
TJ says, this would fit with a slow montage of a teen chick flick after the girl had her heart broken for the umpteenth time.
Yeah.
Dig to broken-hearted teenagers. Well done, TJ. Well done.
Yeah.
Joelle says, sounds a little bit like the lead singer of Jars of Clay. I can hear
ooh,
that. I can
yeah.
hear that. She digs it. Kyra or Kira? I don't know. This is a good one. Dig it. David.
All right.
And then the Folk Nation attack. David wants that metal.
Well, good news.
Yeah.
Good news.
Here's a rock song. It's not metal, David.
Right. It's not metal, but AJ actually plays with Aaron Gillespie when Aaron does his solo stuff. AJ is his guitar player. Anytime Aaron's come out doing worship stuff, AJ's been here with him playing and hanging out, which has been very, very cool. So I figured it'd be a good transition since we just hit you with the folk.
Yep.
We're going to punch you in the face. Brand new music from the Almost off their latest record. This song's called Fight Song. And it's definitely a little more uppity. So tell us what you think. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Brand new music from the Almost.
I love New Music Tuesday.
Fight song.
Fight song.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static. The Almost fight song.
Let's see what the folks say.
Is it ironical that song ends with it's not over, but it is over?
It is
that's
over.
That's the end of the song.
Yep.
There you go.
It's
New Music Tuesday. Over. Tell us what you think. Over. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Josh says yes. Dave says much obliged, gents.
There you go.
We got you, boy.
Yiming.
We're not going to be playing crazy screaming metal, but we got some rock for you.
Yeah.
So that's something.
We've been mixing. I like the rotation lately. We've been mixing in a little hip hop, a little more rock.
Yeah, the whole folky like overload thing is done. I'm done with all that.
Yeah.
You know, I think like most people are done with that.
Yeah.
Anyway. TJ says, this is good.
Yeah.
I will write a strongly worded email with a plethora of verbs, adverbs, if metal is played. Okay, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Don't worry, it's not.
Sean says, dig in it. Hannah says, jams. Scott says, great song.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Loves me some Almost.
I'm glad.
There we go.
Welcome to the show. We're
cool,
just talking
man.
A little bit about politics.
Roller coaster. Remember how that roller coaster?
Yes.
That hit the top, and now we're going to go.
We're going back down. We went down the hill.
We go back down the hill. So this band, actually, I found through other touring bands.
Yes.
Friends and bands and other bands.
Friends and bands.
They've done shows with Josh Garrels, done shows with... oh, man, I'm blanking. Lone Bello currently, and Ivan and Alyosha going on tour with this next band. The lead singer actually has a worship project called Loud Harp that he put out for Come
Loud
and Live.
Loud Harp!
Yes.
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 That was the band that I wanted to do on New Music Tuesday, and then Celeste said, we're already playing them on Prelude!
There you go.
And so I didn't take her band.
Yeah, so he's got this is his side, like, full band project. He's
awesome.
Got the Loud Harp's his worship project. This is his full band project.
Then I'm excited about it.
That came about before Loud Harp, actually.
Okay.
And Loud Harp's kind of a worship collaboration effort. But yeah,
Bye-bye.
I was really excited to check out some new stuff here. So here it is. The band is called A Boy and His Kite. If you've heard of the name, it's because he was on the Twilight soundtrack.
He's really?
Yeah, dude. Grey's Anatomy. This band has recently blown up. And I love it. It's really cool.
Now, y'all Twilights out there, you're excited right now.
This is one of those bands where it's like not necessarily categorized as a Christian band. Listen to the lyrics. Cool. It will blow your mind.
Blow your mind.
So this was his mainstream project that got on Grey's Anatomy and Twilight, and yet it's interesting because to me there's more gospel in this than some of the worship project.
Awesome.
So incredible stuff. Tell us what you think. A Boy and His Kite. Song's called Till the End of Time. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
No.
Static. One of my new favorite songs. A Boy and His Kite, Till the End of Time. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Dig it or bury it. What you think? Oh, you wanna bury it?
I've been enjoying this music. It's lovely fall weather.
Very diverse.
It is, yeah. It's a little chilly outside. I feel like the music goes with it.
Mm.
What do we got?
Sean says, I like metal and earth thing heavy, but this is good stuff, diggity.
Nice.
Dig iggity is what he says. dig giggity.
Oh, man.
Dig giggity.
You got it.
I don't know.
You got
TJ, it. TJ, what Brian said, because Brian said, you guys killed it with New Music Tuesday. Hats off to you, sir.
Hey, cool. We still have a couple more to get to. We're not done.
Yeah, we got some General Ghost coming up. I'm excited about that one.
I'm really stoked for you to hear that one.
I didn't get to hear any. I was just like, here's some quick ideas of songs that I've read about. I got to go home and sleep. Joelle the Nanny says, not a fan of Twilight, but she is a fan of this song.
Nice.
Tony loves it.
There
so
you
good.
Go.
Love it.
All right. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. You can give us a call. 505-338-3700. Static.
Hey.
Good morning.
That was a huge dig it, but I'm driving, so I can't Facebook.
That's
I'm not
okay.
at work yet.
You call and tell us.
Did you hear what she said?
I love it.
It's from the topic.
Mm-hmm. Nicely done. Yeah. Way to integrate the morning in.
That's right. You know, I always meet the challenge.
There you go.
Challenge.
Beautiful. Good job.
Thanks. Have a good day.
You too.
You too.
A Boy in a Sky, the name of that last band, Till the End of Time. Yeah, I was reading an incredible article with him about that record and what he was doing. Speaking of articles, man, Andrew Bell, one of my favorite artists on Static Radio.
Yep.
We've played a couple of his singles. Pieces was the first single off his brand new record. It's called Black Bear.
And you know
how we feel about black bears after our encounter with them. So
love them.
I was reading an article about this new record, and he did an interview talking about struggling with his faith. Mm. And it was an article talking about this new record and the idea, the concept behind it, because he's from Nashville.
What?
Where growing up, it was interesting visiting other people because it's the Bible Belt. That's mm-hmm. like the buckle over there.
Buckle.
And everybody's got their opinions. And so he grew up in this culture and got into his 20s and had a lot of questions about science and how does this reconcile my faith, and started questioning everything. And unlike a lot of his friends, he said most of his friends just walked away because it was like, this is unanswerable. He decided to wrestle with these questions with God and take it to the Lord instead of walking away from him. He figured if God is real, God has an answer for everything, then he can wrestle with these, he can struggle through these, and God will provide answers for
him. Awesome.
And so this whole record is about that time period in his life, so it's a wrestle, it's a struggle. In fact, his favorite lyric from this new record comes from this song right here called Dark Matter. So
I think now, it's cool that about how he approached it, because nowadays, struggling, you know, everyone comes to a point, if you grow up in the church, you come to a point where you if you're serious about faith, I believe, then you will have serious doubts,
mm-hmm.
because with faith comes doubt, because you have to have faith to overcome doubt.
Right.
So it's kind of like the yin and the yang, yin and yang or whatever. But most people, I think nowadays, as soon as you hit, like, it's just human nature, I guess. You hit a little roadblock in the road, and you're like, done.
Yeah.
I'm out.
This is difficult.
Yeah.
So I actually have to fight through this.
And if you know, it just, there's so much personal responsibility that's required when you struggle through things like this when it comes to like faith and all that.
In his interview, he said that growing up, he attended Christian schools, Christian churches. His family claimed to be a Christian family, but for some reason, he says, it felt like something he never took ownership of. He said, I just floated along because that was my identity. And so he said there was a three-year point where the path of destruction he was on started to catch up to him because it was his family's faith. It wasn't something that it was his own. And he said That was when he learned a fundamental truth about himself. He did not choose God. God chose him. Hmm. So he said, quote, I had this vision in my mind of this raspy, dirty-looking bear in the woods hunting me, he said. And that's how it felt, like God was coming after me relentlessly. And it's a common theme throughout this new album, Black Bear. And so, man, it was reading this article, it was pretty incredible to read about what this record was about and that encounter and how God just loves us so much that he is jealous for us, and he is after, he loves us, man. He wants us. And you know, people always say, and he's going to be a gentleman, he's not going to force himself upon you, but man, he loves you so much that sometimes you find yourself in some uncomfortable places.
Yeah.
You find yourself at some crossroads
this is true.
God will pursue you. He loves you. He's not just going to stand by like as this dude who's just watching, you know, I'm just going to see how. He cares enough to jump in and to help and to relentlessly pursue you. So yeah. I love that idea, the black bear. And
such
so,
a man, it's so, yeah. I don't, that whole gentleman thing, it's such a, that's a tough thing.
It is a tough
because
thing.
Because a gentleman, okay, when I think, when you say, you know, when you hear that phrase, like God's not going to force his way on you, he's a gentleman. I guess
he wants
that,
you to love him.
To me, I think of the, it's like, well, if he's, that just means he's just going to chill out and wait and hang out. You know?
Right.
But that's not true.
I don't think so. Because as you pursue the one you love for marriage.
Pursue.
You can pursue. Yeah.
Pursue.
You're still pursuing this person that true. You that, whom you love.
Because a gentleman
you're not just gonna stand by.
Will not force himself onto somebody. But at the same time, the person will feel pursued.
Absolutely, man.
And loved.
Yeah, absolutely.
Also, if God is a bear, then what did we do? Because we tranked that bear 5 times. We called animal control. I feel like we're probably in trouble.
Tell us what you think about this brand new song from Andrew Bell. It's called Dark Matter. Dig it or bear it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
We're in trouble.
Yeah, we are. Static. From his Black Bear Project.
Black Bear Project.
That would be Andrew Bell's song called Dark Matter. Tell us what you think. Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. That would be a favorite verse from any of his albums.
Mm-hmm.
Comes from that song, actually.
There you are.
There's a part of the song that says, oh, I swim in a violet sea, but I'm bending the light connecting you to me. So write a letter de marquis to see, oh, if this dark matter heart can bleed out right. He says they were the first words he wrote for this album all the way back in 2011.
Whoa.
He said, I got him excited because in his lines, he's describing a fascinating, unknowing substance referred to in science as dark matter.
Dark matter.
Nerd alert.
Cool.
He says. At the same time, I'm describing my own heart and my relationship with God. He says, I absolutely love writing lyrics that blend historical and scientific references with emotive, personal, relational allusions. Okay. Andrew Bell. Dig it or bury it, facebook.com.
Stephanie says she loves the premise of the album. This is how she felt with God. I don't know that there was any point in my own personal wandering story where God was not actively pursuing me. No matter how far I ran, he pursued my heart and soul. She digs. Travo digs. Joelle digs. Brian Copley?
That's what I said.
Yeah, we were like, kind of Chris Martin
sounding. He sounds David like Chris Martin on that track.
Says, it's a good sounding song, but I'm going to bury it because there's too much of this kind of music. This station used to play a lot of rock and a good mixture of music. Now it's mostly this kind of stuff. I still don't know what happened.
Well, it's called Static Radio. We changed the format about 2.5 years ago.
Yep.
If you'd like to check out the first hour of Static Radio, it's still posted under the audio section at mystaticradio.com. We still play rock.
Yeah.
It's always interesting to hear that because then you look at like the next hour of music and I'm like, well, actually coming up this hour, we've got Red, we've got Angels and Airwaves, we've got U2, we've got Chevelle, we've got Polyvalent, we got Mike Maines and the Branches, we've got Linkin Park, we've got Paramore, House of Heroes.
There's rock.
I'm just saying, that's this next hour. I haven't moved anything around or changed anything. That's literally the hour that's coming up. Some Rise Against, no bigs, Amberlin on the way.
Mm. Huh. Oh, TJ has a great point, and I want to read it out loud.
Okay.
I can definitely appreciate the story behind this new album. This sound probably isn't something I'd typically invest money in, but knowing the heart and story behind it makes me want to drop some cash on this.
Okay.
The story of an artist's motivation to an album or for an album is a hugely underutilized selling point.
Yeah.
Agree. And some people, Oh, and then David says, still love the station, though. Thank you for still loving the station, even though you don't like
Thanks,
it.
Thanks, David. Thanks for giving us a chance.
Matt says, had to look up the lyrics to understand what he's saying, but I really dig this song. That's
yeah.
cool.
Yeah.
I think that's what most people want you to do. They want you to just look it up
and
understand
that's
it.
That's part of the point of Static Radio. That's why we've switched gears, because we really want to find music that challenges, that is a little deeper on the emotional spectrum as far as getting you to think about what you're putting into your body, what you're ingesting, what it means, what is the art behind it, what was the artist trying to say, yeah. how does it relate to you, what is it speaking into you?
As long as it's not hip-hop, because we learned yesterday from that group of 45-year-old men that's just, you
Man,
can't.
They were at least 50 or 60.
It's totally ineffective.
Gosh, if you missed that video yesterday, you please go check it out, unless you want to be angry for the rest of the day at
it's
old
somewhere
people.
On the, it's somewhere on the page.
No right talking about hip hop because they have no idea what they're talking
about.
That
was so funny.
Static!
Hello?
Okay. Well, if you're calling, you gotta turn your radio.
Hello?
Static!
Hey, how's it going? This is Joe.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, how's it going? Hey, I did like that song. I just wanted to let you know that I did like that song.
Right on.
Hey, how's that? Yeah.
Thanks for the comment.
Yeah.
There you go. It's tough, man. That radio up. If you call in, please turn your radio
please
down.
Please turn your radio down, Joe.
All right, we Thank got you. One more. This is the final New Music Tuesday track for you here.
We contained New Music Tuesday within an hour.
Kind of, because then we have a special guest coming in the studio you don't even know about.
What?
Yeah, I got a special guest coming in. He's a friend. He's got some Christmas music.
Is it that guy?
It's that guy right there. Who's staring down at his phone. He's got an amazing beard, which is featured in The Lone Ranger. I didn't see The Lone Ranger yet, but...
He's in The Lone Ranger?
Yeah, he is. And he's pretty amazing. Hey. He had a much bigger beard at the time.
You didn't tell me Armie Hammer was coming in today.
Yeah, so, That's cool. He's got a Christmas project.
Armie Hammer in studio.
Yeah, coming up. But first, we've got a track that you found.
Yep.
That, man, I love these guys.
They're good.
In fact, he, formerly of Dismas.
Yes.
John?
Current.
Josh, John.
Current touring member of Paramore.
Yes.
And he is in this band with another buddy, and I can't remember what band the other buddy was in. Buddy was in a different band.
Okay.
Was it Maylene?
Really?
Something like
that. So
something,
random.
Something random.
Yeah. So they're called General Ghost. They put out a brand new track yesterday, actually.
Yay!
And so we figured, why not? Let's check it out.
Do it!
Final New Music Tuesday submission this morning. Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Brand new General Ghost. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static. Brand new General Ghost song called In the Dark. Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Dude, that was good.
I enjoyed it.
Sounded different.
I also just put my contact in my eye.
Nicely done. At the same time.
As talking.
You're a superhero.
Talented.
I mean, you kind of. At least
introduce me to your friend
bit.
Here.
Yeah, he's hiding in the background over here, but this is Chuck Elmore.
Hey,
coming
Chuck.
Up. He's coming up in a second. But he can talk.
Hey, Chuck.
Hi. How are you?
You may know him as the bearded guy with the bowler hat from Lone Ranger.
Hey, okay.
Bank customer number 4.
What was it?
Bank customer number 4.
I'm up for
extra of the year at the Oscars this year, but I think that zombie at the end of World War Z is going to beat me.
I still haven't seen World War Z.
Okay.
It was one of those Black Friday sales.
I had no idea it was a zombie movie.
Is that what the Z stands for?
Chuck, why are you
Failure.
A jerk?
Failure.
I just met you.
I do feel bad.
Just kidding.
Yeah.
So, we'll have to talk. You have an EP coming out?
I do, yes. Finally.
I know.
Last time I was here, which was like 2+ years
ago. I was
going to
say, like in 2010, he was like, I'm getting my Christmas project ready. But it's
for
hard
which Christmas?
Because even if you finish it in July, you're like, well, crap.
Yeah.
Has it been done for like a few months? And
no,
they're like,
I
got to sit on this. Oh,
I got
okay.
the master yesterday.
Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy.
The perfect timing.
Exactly.
So we will definitely have to talk about that right around the corner. We got to take a quick break, but coming up 9 o'clock hour, we're going to premiere some of this amazing Christmas music. Talk
Excited.
To my dear friend Chuck
hey,
Elmore
over
here.
Hey, there's some solid Christmas albums coming out.
Yeah. Dude, Ethan Luck sent us some Christmas stuff. We're going to have to play
Citizens
that.
Citizens has a new thing.
Yep, brand new.
This man right here, Armie Hammer, has a new thing. It's pretty
He's
cool.
He's not Armie Hammer. He was only in like one scene.
I've seen the movie.
I still haven't
That's
seen it.
That's Armie Hammer.
You haven't seen it?
Hey,
oh
let
goodness.
Me tell you okay. about Lone Ranger. It got terrible reviews
exactly.
and whatever, but it's not a bad movie at all.
Yeah, he went and saw it.
Really
on,
enjoyed
he,
it.
He saw it on an airplane, though.
I did.
I mean, come on like a 4-inch screen. And so he's the only person I've met who's been like, yeah, man. Everybody else is like, uh-uh.
Hey, Sebo, what movie did you watch on the airplane?
Man of Steel.
Did you enjoy it?
It was Man of Steel. It's the best movie in the world.
You gotta be quiet.
Okay.
I think the initial negative press actually worked to its advantage, because then when people did see it, they're like, that's not that bad.
Yeah, that's
I feel
true.
Like it got John Carter'd.
It did. Yeah.
Because it's John exactly. Carter was amazing.
I really enjoyed John
I
Carter.
I loved that movie. Mm-hmm. And it got, but I didn't see it for months because everybody was like, ah, oh, it's terrible. And
I haven't
for
some seen reason, that yet, so
I listened to other even. Humans. Yeah, go see John Carter.
Okay.
It's pretty fantastic, and the kids can watch it. Okay. It's great. Right on. So
I want to go back and watch Lone. Your boys haven't seen it yet.
No.
We need to rent it and look for him.
Yeah, I know where he's at. I know where he's at. All right. It's the bank scene, and you can see the little like bank teller window thing, and he's standing right there. Mm-hmm. And he's got like a little bowler
yeah.
hat on.
Yeah.
Oh.
My yeah. The easy way to spot me is Lone Ranger says, nobody move, and then they show the customers, and I'm the only one that moves.
Really?
Yeah, I'm a rebel like that.
Oh, gosh. Did you? Okay, now let's talk about it. Was that written, or did you feel like your character?
Your character just.
You were like, wait a second. Yeah. I don't know if my character is going to stand in line for this.
You know, I spent months in bank lines throughout Albuquerque just yeah. researching.
Yeah.
Researching the role.
You got to do that.
He's also on the FBI Most Wanted list now because they thought he was like stoking out like banks.
Oh,
yeah.
this guy.
Like,
you were staking him out.
Yeah staking him out. There you go.
Weird.
That'd be the good
bowler
word.
Guy.
Bowler guy. Yeah.
He assumed he was the bowler bandit.
Yes.
Right.
There were things, minor headlines on page 6.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We're going to post some information on Chuck's new EP CD release show coming
yes.
up.
Right
on. And right around the corner, I want to talk about the new EP. And then I want to talk about, I realize it's only Tuesday. Tomorrow is a very big day. You are my go-to for this because you've been posting stuff online and you're more informative. So I'm excited okay. that we get to talk about this.
About Free Saeed?
Yes.
Right on.
So we'll talk about that around the corner as well. Quick break. Right back with more. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Ow.
Static. Oh, yeah.
I'm shaking it, Chuck. Are you shaking it?
I'm feeling it.
No, you're shaking it.
Yes, I'm shaking it, too.
Yes.
It's Team Awesome Morning Party. Steve-O, Mateo with you.
Hey, everyone.
Joined in studio by a very, very special guest. Chuck Elmore.
Oh.
Glad to be here. Glad to be here. Thanks, Steve-O.
Man, it has been way too long.
Way too
since
long.
You've been in studio.
I've never Agreed. Even met you.
I know.
So long. It's been 30 years for me.
It's been a long time.
Yeah,
Shouldn't
were the Bucks
you.
Were the Buccaneers good when I was here last? No, I don't think.
Hey man,
oh sorry, I'm so, that was just, that wasn't even called for. I'm
Tony
sorry.
Tony Romo finally wins a couple, and you like grow. Yeah,
yeah, okay. we're a dominant okay. 7-5.
Yeah,
at the top of the division.
NFC least, man. Good job.
That's right.
You guys are terrible.
I know.
But thankfully, the Giants, the Redskins, and the Eagles are a little terrible-er.
Yes.
So
they are.
All right. Football.
Had to say it. Sorry. I just miss talking football with you, man.
Hurt my heart. Hurt my heart. That's okay. That's okay. It's going to be okay. Football is good. You know what? Honestly, I grew up a Cowboy fan.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've been rooting for them this year. I hope they do well.
I appreciate it.
I really hope they do well. My wife, of course, and half my family, crazy Cowboy fan. So.
Oh, I didn't know your wife was a fan.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Die hard.
What about your boys?
One is.
Okay.
So every year, randomly, somehow... This is how God works things out because he cares about little things in our lives.
He does.
God in football.
The year Jack was born, the Bucks played the Cowboys because they don't play every year.
Right.
So the year that Jack was born, they played, and the Bucks beat the tar out of them. So the deal was, all right, well, Jack's a Cowboy or a Bucks fan.
Yeah.
And then the year Luke was born, the Bucks and the Cowboys played.
Uh-huh.
And the Cowboys won.
Yeah.
So,
which I was born in 1983, which was the year that Return of the Jedi came out, and Jaws 3D.
I saw that at the movie theater.
So that's why
I did too.
Those fans.
Birthday parties.
Yeah.
Star Wars birthday
parties. I'm not so much a Cowboys fan as just a normal like ranch hand fan.
Yes.
Dude.
You know, they're the unsung heroes.
Just saying. Right. 7 years later, Brody was born. Cowboys played the Bucks.
Uh-huh.
Cowboys won. So it's me and Jack are the lone Bucks fans,
okay.
and but you know what, in the house we get the Sunday ticket. So in the house it's Cowboys Bucks, and so it's not necessarily. We always root for the boys, you know. So Thursday, Thanksgiving, it's a tradition, and it's just that's how we do.
Right.
It's football. So
football.
I'm glad your team is doing pseudo well.
Yes,
I will say
you.
This: enjoy these few weeks because the second the playoffs hit and they have to play real teams.
Well, I'll tell you this,
man.
Eagles are right there, and it always seems to come down to the last game of the season, which we play the Eagles last.
Yeah,
game
well, that's because the mob they put it together.
Yeah,
so yeah. It's for the whole, like, you know, gambling.
Right.
Thing.
What about last night when Seattle broke the Guinness World Record?
They did? Did they finally break?
Noise?
Gosh.
Yeah. Stadium noise?
I do not feel like anyone can beat them in the NFC.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
I didn't see the game, but I saw the score after.
The Saints looked pretty good week to week. I mean, they feel like it looks like they'd been building, gaining momentum, and building week to week better and better, and they looked like amateurs.
Yeah.
It was La Cueva Bears versus the Seattle Seahawks last night. That's what it looked like.
I think the Saints are dealing with fatigue. They finally
realized that Drew Brees is 73.
Well, all those points they scored against the Cowboys, I'm saying.
He is in a Wrangler commercial.
They peaked way too soon.
You know when you're taking over Brett Favre's job of Wrangler commercials?
Fabra. Yeah.
It's
Brett Fabra.
It's time.
They were talking about how he's historically had problems when there's been inclement weather. Like it's a big distraction for him or something. And it was raining.
Yeah, it was raining crazy last night. Yeah, it was a... But it was, which is weird because Russell Wilson didn't seem to have any trouble racking up a lot of. Yeah.
So he's never lost in Seattle, has he?
Mm-mm. That kid is good.
That's amazing.
He's a believer.
Yeah, I like his story. Yeah.
I love him, man. He's a cool kid. When he played at NC State, his backup was Mike Glennon, who is now the starter for the Bucks. So I feel like that ship's kind of riding a little.
Right.
So.
Right.
Anyways, we could talk football
and
for
firing its cannons.
So let's talk. We're talking stories. Let's talk about your story. I want to know about you.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you want to know?
I want to
know everything.
Number one, where did you come from? Number two, what made you think you could come here? And number three, where are you going to go?
Where do you come from? Where do you go?
Where do you come from?
Where did you come from?
Also, this question. This comes from my friend Drunk Preacher.
Okay.
Love, kind, or guilty? Which one are you?
I'm two of the three. I'll let you guys figure that one out.
Boom! All right. Yeah.
Invitation.
Yeah.
So let's talk. Chuck Elmore, obviously, it's been a little while since you've been in studio. Amazing local musician, rock and worship at New Life City still.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right. And used to be a regular on the show.
I know.
He's friends with the old man. That's what happened. And then the old man was like, I'm going to Arizona. And he was like, well, then I'm leaving. And I'm like, oh, cool.
You know, that guy's in town all the time. He just doesn't tell anybody.
I know. Have you seen him?
I've seen him a couple of times.
Okay, next time you see him, because you actually see him, punch him in the face for me.
Okay. He pops in and drops his kid off at church and then goes to the movies.
Okay, you, before he leaves for the movies.
What's your last name?
My last name is Elmore.
Yes. So before he leaves, you find him.
Is this true?
And you smack him and say, hey, this is because I know you did not go see Steve, even though every time you're in town, you text him and say, we gotta hang out.
Right.
And then I say, yeah, man, let's do this. And then it goes, well, Noah this, or Zach
that,
or I that.
Super busy, blah, 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 blah.
Super busy on his couch.
Is this your Facebook right here? Is this you, Chuck Elmore?
Yeah.
I want to tag you in this post.
Yeah, there you go. In studio, and the funny thing is, last time on Old Man and Steve, you were talking about this Christmas project that you were going to do.
And Steve, and remember Old Man, Matt says, so when's your Christmas album coming out? And I said January, and we got a good laugh at that. And
sure enough, he's laughing because it took three years.
Yeah,
it's 3 years later. Yeah. But it's done. It's finished. Mm-hmm. I've actually seen a physical copy, so I know it's real.
That's right. It's legit.
Let's talk about it, man.
Okay. I work with Andy Othling, my good buddy and bandmate and collaborator. He's Lowercase Noises. It's his project, and he's been doing a lot of great stuff with that. I wanted to work with him for a while. Last year it got postponed because he went on tour with Future Forestry. He did a couple of he did a fall and a Christmas tour with them. So that put things on hold for us. But
another band we love here.
Mm-hmm, they're wonderful. Really good stuff.
Yeah.
So I got to get in the studio with him, and it was just a real pleasure working with him. I just wanted some of his signature sounds on my record.
Yeah.
My record. So it turned out really nicely. And I was really excited to work with him. It's an EP.
Yeah.
Only six songs. Four of them are originals, and we have two full-on, traditional Christmas, Carol classics, sacred songs. However,
which is
you want
funny
to talk.
Because the two you picked are my all-time favorite Christmas
the
songs.
The O's, man. Yeah, oh, Holy Night. Oh, come Emmanuel.
Those are my. Those
you
are
didn't get Dominic
jams.
The Christmas Donkey.
I did not. I didn't even know it existed.
Okay.
My
show him the magic, Steve-O.
Volume two.
This is real life. Did you see how I had that cued?
This is my wife's favorite Christmas song.
It's an Italian donkey.
Hee-haw, hee-haw.
It's real. Okay.
What?
I'm sorry.
You can just have it low.
We're going to transition to better. Because I want to play, seriously, my two favorite Christmas songs happen to be the two classics that are on this record.
Awesome.
So I'm glad that you went with my instruction.
Yes, yes.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, Steve-O has a huge thanks in the liner notes. Steve-O, thanks for telling me which songs to pick. Without you, I never would have been able to pick these songs.
Right.
Two incredible tracks. And so let's, you want to start with O Come, O Come, Emmanuel?
Yes, sir.
All right. This is kind of like the intro. This welcomes you to the record.
That's right. It's a prelude. And if I can say this, the album's called Earth and Heaven. And the album starts, as you'll hear, a little more celestial, you know, a little more of the heavenly side of the Earth and Heaven side of the album. And then we kind of get into the nitty gritty.
The nitty gritty. Dirt bands on this record?
No.
Oh, I got really excited.
But just the contrast of how amazing it was, Christ coming from heaven to earth and you know, riches to rags and all that kind of stuff. So anyway.
So do we get to start with the celestial and then end with like oh Holy Night?
Well, All Holy Night gets celestial again.
Oh, when do you guys put on the temple underwear and get married forever?
We don't do that.
Why are
celestial
you weird?
Marriage?
No!
I thought that's... I'm sorry.
That's no...
I'm enjoying
it. Heavenly.
Guy.
Heavenly.
This is Chuck Elmore. Chuck Elmore.
I thought we were talking...
Sounds nothing like Mitt Romney.
Joseph
Gosh.
Smith.
Gosh!
Imagine Dragons. That's their Christmas album.
There you go. Oh, man.
That's
all right,
awesome,
here we
dude.
Go. So the record is Heaven and Earth. So this
Earth,
is
Earth and, Earth, and Heaven.
Earth and Heaven. Earth and Heaven and Earth. Heaven and Earth and Heaven. It is it is cyclical. It's circular.
It is.
It's circular.
Uh-huh. That's right.
You just said riches to rags, and in my head I was like, wait, isn't it rags to riches? And then I thought about it. I was like,
that's
touche,
good.
Fam. Touche.
That's good. Here we go. All right, Chuck Elmore, Christmas Project. Man, I'm so glad we get to start with this one. One of my favorites. So,
woo.
O Come, Emmanuel. It is Team Awesome Morning Party.
Right now.
Static. That's called The Prelude. Some Chuck Elmore.
Yes.
Oh, come, Emmanuel. I'm just sneaking right into the next track.
It's beautiful. Wow.
I know.
Thank you.
This sounds magical. I knew when you said Andy Osling, I immediately think Future of Forestry.
Right.
Since he got to kick it with those guys. But he's just got that super vibey, fun, I don't know, man. What is it about Christmas music, too? This last week for worship, we actually rocked Oh Holy Night, and we did Joy to the World, which actually, oddly enough, is not a Christmas song. We've just kind of made it a Christmas song because it's actually about the second coming.
Wow.
Bet you didn't know that.
No, I didn't.
So here's the thing. What is it about Christmas music? Why is it so magical?
Well, for me, music ties to memories really strongly.
Yeah.
I can think of road trips as a kid and what album we were listening to and that kind of thing. So, you know, holidays are extra special for a lot of people.
Yeah.
And if I could, you know, make this connection as well that, you know, people, even whether you're a believer or not, at Christmas time, people get drawn into a couple of things. One, they get drawn into being selfless, you know, thinking of others, and they're drawn into spending time with family. And I think that's what the gospel encompasses, you know, of God being selfless, giving his son, and in order to bring us into the family. So Christmas music, even the bad stuff, the goofy stuff, still has some nostalgia attached to it. But
minus, you know, baby, it's cold outside, because I don't know what that guy's slipping into a drink, and that's not right.
Yeah.
That's one song.
I got nostalgia attached to that. No, I'm kidding. Christmas music for me always makes me remember this one Christmas. I can't remember how old I was or what we were doing, but on Christmas Eve, we had to drive up like an hour north of Tupelo to a town called Corinth, Mississippi. And I just remember we had to go get somebody's shoes for a Christmas present because we had forgotten about them. And I remember being so hot in the car because the heater was on and just putting my face up to the window because it was so cold.
Yeah.
And that, I guess, the anticipation of Christmas, you know, Christmas morning and all that stuff. So anytime I hear Christmas music, any Christmas music, that moment comes to me.
That's
like,
yeah.
Boom. And then also a Christmas where I got a He-Man sword, and it was hidden behind like our bookshelf, just like in that movie, A Christmas Story, where the Red
no
Rider.
Way. Being,
yeah, similar awesome. Situation.
Very cool.
Even to the point to where I think my dad did it all on purpose. He
of
was
course.
Reenacting the movie because I was like, I really wanted the He-Man sword, and then he looked and he goes, wait, what's that behind the bookshelf?
Yes.
Yeah.
And there
that's
it was.
The best part, man. Yeah. Being a dad, I love Christmas time.
So what do they say to that? Like every time you ask for the He-Man sword, you'll stab Skeletor's eye out.
No. Or,
basically.
No? They, Skeletor,
Skeletor
have eyes?
Didn't have eyes. Wait.
See? Because of right. He-Man swords.
Oh. Yeah. Because of He-Man swords.
Solving mysteries. This right. guy. I like it. Chuck.
That was awesome.
Mysteries of Christmas with Chuck Elmore.
So it is the perfect time of year for beautiful music like this. Your EP, it's releasing. In fact, our bookstore here, Parchments, is picking it up.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
I saw Brian the other day, Brian Trujillo, and he asked me about the album and said he'd love to put it on the shelves, and I was so excited and blessed by that. So he's a wonderful man, and I really appreciate his generosity helping out with that. So, it'll be in
cool.
Parchments. I believe it's – we haven't actually talked, but I think – other than the initial agreement, but I think Monday it'll be out.
That's cool, man.
Sweet.
Yeah. So you're releasing it this next week, and I know CD release party, if you will.
Yes.
Throwing down at New Life City.
Mm-hmm.
Where can people find information on the show?
They can go to our church website, newlifecity.org.
Okay.
And they have a little banner on there you can click on and gives info.
Okay, good.
For the release concert.
Now, this is an EP. I'm assuming that the concert's going to be a full length.
No, it's just a 6-hour concert.
6-hour concert.
6-hour concert.
Tell
put
me that
down.
Website one
put
more time. Down. I want to put it up.
Newlifecity.org.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yes.
Hey, this is a beautiful part of the song if you want to swell this
man,
in.
Look at this. Look at this. Look at you.
This is one of my favorite moments on the album. Jane Cawthon of Lindsey Jane fame, of working with the producer Joey Belleville, who's just bigger than life around here.
Hey.
She's on this album. She got to sing on a few tracks, and her voice on this is beautiful.
Is this all live? Because I know nowadays, sadly,
yeah, it's legit.
Okay.
We used Fernando Ortega's cellist, Kristen Doherty, and that was Andy's connection.
He just said the magic words.
Yes, I know.
Fernando Ortega is one of my all-time favorite human beings.
Yeah.
So I love him so much. His music is incredible.
Yeah.
So he is one of those people I say, that dude is anointed.
Yeah, absolutely.
I absolutely believe
and
that.
And a sweet man, too. Yeah. Real loving guy.
Yes.
He gave me a jump start one time.
That's cool.
For real.
Really?
Yeah. I was so
That's
embarrassed.
Awesome.
We had breakfast, and then he left, and my car was having trouble. I'm like, I'm so glad he's gone, because I'm driving this junky old Subaru. And then this is like 5 minutes, and he pulls back around. He's like, you need help? I'm like, oh my gosh.
Fernando Ortega's got to jump
start
my car.
Was he just circling or something?
I don't know what was going on. It was a little odd.
He is a kind soul.
That's awesome.
That's what it was. He was making sure you left, and when he didn't see you leave,
that's right.
He circled back to make sure you were okay.
He's
a
good man.
Good dude.
He really is.
Yeah. That's so his awesome. His cellist. I mean, she's toured with him and recorded with him.
I believe it's called cellist.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Way off.
I don't know. Steve-O. That sounds wrong.
She came in, and we. It was fun because. We gave her the charts, actually, fancy sheet music.
Yeah, yeah.
Which you can do off a program now. Just punch a button, and it'll print it up from what you've recorded.
Isn't
into.
It crazy technology?
Yeah, it's amazing. But she looked at it, sat down, and it was just awesome sitting there watching her play your arrangements. And it was a lot of fun.
So when it comes to Christmas music, there's like a vibe, especially with this record. It sounds like that vibe. It definitely has the fingerprints of Andy on it.
Mm-hmm.
How much of it was live in studio? I mean, how many takes did this, or was this a process where you guys got in a room and said, let's jam, let's go for it?
Well, the stuff I knew I wanted to do, my production side, my guitar parts, etc., I had that all pretty much pre-planned. But as far as Andy goes, I really just said, hey, man, I'll just sit here and watch you do your thing.
Yeah.
And no exaggeration, I would sit there, especially on a holy night. He plays the baritone guitar, which has just this deep, because I said, I don't know how to say this. I need something tuba sounding, but not. I don't want a tuba on a holy night. For the love of all things Christmas and sacred, no tuba.
Right, no tuba.
And he pulled out the baritone, and I just got tears in my eyes listening to him to just his first pass on the song, just like messing around. I was like, oh my gosh, did you record that?
Yeah.
And so he would just come up with these amazing things. It just really felt like strength of the. Of his musicality, plus I just felt like the spirit of God was just hovering while he played guitar. It was just beautiful.
That's cool.
Man. Yeah, really neat.
Was there a nervousness going into making a Christmas record? Like, man, I cannot screw this up. It's Christmas music.
Yeah.
People care deeply about this genre.
You know, there's enough there are enough songs out there that have really blown it that I thought, okay, as long as I'm not worse than those guys, I'll be okay. I'm not saying Dominic the Christmas Donkey is one of those songs.
I feel like that song is theologically deep. So deep, in fact, that no one can figure it out.
Right.
So you just have to listen to it surface level.
It's one of those mysteries because we have a finite brain fathoming the infinite.
I don't read Latin, Chuck. I can't figure it out. Don't ask me to do that in your Christmas song.
Is there Latin in Dominic's Christmas song?
He's Italian. He's Italian. There's no Latin.
If he's visiting the Vatican, which he probably is because he's Italian,
awesome.
Then yes, he knows Latin.
Awesome.
Stevo. Counterpoint, he is a donkey.
No, I got
And the Lord used a donkey with Balaam. Times.
Yep, yep.
For all we know, Dominic could be the same donkey.
That might be him on my cover.
Wait a second.
Oh, you have a donkey on the cover of your record!
Everywhere.
That's right.
Maybe Dominic's in the Illuminati. Because this looks like the all-seeing eye. That's what right. have you put on your record, Chuck?
Chuck Elmore in studio talking about his new Christmas EP that is releasing. Got a CD release show coming up and... Good, man, I've missed you.
I miss you,
Theo. It's good to have you in studio hanging out. I want to transition because you, sir, are you're my advocate friend.
Okay.
When there's something important going on, you're the Instagram poster of seriousness at times, which is like, you know, it's in between the hilarity and the awesomeness and the cowboy posts and the beard posts and the Lone Ranger posts. However, I want to talk about this because tomorrow is a pretty big day. We've been asked by multiple people if we were going to cover it. And at first, I felt like an idiot because it was like, yeah, of course we are. What are they talking about? And then thankfully, when I Googled it online, I'm like, yeah, okay, good. I know this story. I did not know that tomorrow was a big day. I didn't know the significance behind it. So can we talk about Free Saeed?
Absolutely.
So he's been on that island for how many seasons was he stuck on that island before they figured out
I don't know.
I was about to ruin the ending of Lost.
I got lost myself.
Boom. Boom. No,
that was
but
close.
Seriously.
I almost jumped in there, too. Yeah. We only just recently finished it on Netflix.
So. Oh, okay. Really?
I've never seen it.
You know, I started, Becky and I, my wife, started watching that back when it was on ABC, I believe.
Yeah.
And we got like 2.5 seasons into it, and then our Wednesday night schedule changed, and this was before the days of Hulu and Netflix and
all that kind
of stuff. So we couldn't continue, and we abandoned it, and...
Kind of like the polar bear idea. Just abandoned.
Yeah, they never did resolve that, did they?
No, they did not.
Spoiler alert, the polar bear doesn't make any sense.
Doesn't make any sense. Well, I think, remember that one time the dude with glasses all of a sudden was in snow? And I was like, oh, maybe the polar bear oppositely went from the snow to the island.
Question. Mm-hmm. Question.
Yeah.
Did the Coca-Cola polar bear commercial air during any broadcast?
Sadly, it did not. Because I watched that show live from the pilot episode.
You wanted to know.
I was one of those.
Maybe that's who the polar bear was.
Yeah,
he
maybe.
Went on fame and fortune.
That could have been an amazing product placement opportunity.
It really could have.
Like if that polar bear, the polar bear would have had
a Coke. And then
that would have been too much. We need to talk about serious things.
For real.
Tell me a website that people can check stuff out at, and let's get into
it. Yeah, let's dig into this.
Okay, the event... Mainly what we're doing is tomorrow, December 4th, is a day of emphasis on social media to raise people's awareness of Saeed Abedini being imprisoned in Iran.
Yeah.
There's a website, BeHeard.com, I believe. It might be an org. I apologize. I don't have that info.
Org.
But the event is all over Facebook, and you've probably been invited to it if you live in Albuquerque and have any Christian networks and circles and such.
Or if you listen to KNKT, because Jay Sekulow is covering it.
Oh, I get emails from that guy.
Yes. So you've probably gotten an email about this.
Yes, I have.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Is this it?
Beheard.org. Okay. So they have a profile of what's going on with Saeed. Anyway, he's been imprisoned in Iran. He's an American citizen, originally from Iran, but he's been living in Idaho. He's a pastor in Idaho with his wife, and I believe he has 2 children, and went back recently to visit. It's been over close to 440 days that he was arrested when he returned to Iran and imprisoned for being Christian. And he was back there to establish, get some legwork in place to get an orphanage started. So, he's obviously not able to proceed with his orphanage ministry, and he's being imprisoned. And recently, the U.S. had an opportunity, the government, to negotiate for his release, and they opted not to. Mm. And so we are asking people to get involved any platform that they have social media wise, you know, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, et cetera.
Yeah.
To just raise awareness. We're not meeting at a spot.
Right.
We're not congregating. It's just, you know, it's all via the internet.
Yeah. And what sucks about when you hear things like this, because this happens regularly, we have Voice of the Martyrs on, mm-hmm. And we hear about crazy stories happening all over the world. Persecution.org, I believe, is where you can find, or persecuted.org. Yeah. Forgive me.
Yeah.
And so we hear these stories about what's happening all over the world, and what sucks is they're great sound bites, and that's what happens is the news will take it. Oh my gosh, this happened. This pastor was arrested. Crazy. We got to do something about it. And then 7 hours later, something else happens in the world, mm-hmm. and they jump on that because right. it's a sound bite. It's a mm-hmm. news story, and they don't really care. I mean, let's be honest. They don't really care about what's happening. They care about right. ratings, and they care about breaking news.
Right.
And so, unfortunately, as you mentioned, it's been over a year since he headed back to Iran, and I remember when it first happened, it was a big deal, and mm-hmm. then all of a sudden,
right.
gone, because right. whether natural disasters or shootings, or I mean, it just seems like something else happens that takes over for that 5 minutes until we move on to the next fast food news item right. To like whet our appetite mm-hmm. for the next 8 minutes.
Right.
And so this is a man who's been in prison for a long time, right. and... what sucks is I think a lot of times we have that mentality, so we forget about it, or we see it and we go, there's nothing I can do. Yeah. I think about this last vote with the abortion ban. Mm-hmm. A lot of people I know just flat didn't vote because it was like, well, it's a 20-week ban. It's not really abolishment of abortion.
Right.
I don't care. I mean, I care, but my voice doesn't really count, so I'm not mm-hmm. going to vote. Mm-hmm. And guess what? Because not enough people went out and voted or cared yeah. enough.
Right.
We lost. Yeah. And I say we because I care deeply about that.
I do too, yeah.
That hurts. And so that was a really hard Wednesday, man, mm-hmm. After that vote. And so we have to raise awareness. And, yeah. and I realize we're not, you know, SEAL Team 6, like trying to enact a plan to like go break into a prison and get him out. And mm-hmm. so you think, well, because it's not like a movie that, you know, putting it up on Facebook or putting it up on Twitter isn't going to do anything, when actually it does, because it's going to raise some form of awareness right. somewhere. You never know what it's going to do.
Absolutely.
So if you can take that 2 minutes out of your day to post something, to pray for him,
right.
to pray for our government, man, who has decided that they don't need to... they just flat out dropped the ball.
Yeah.
Like, period, mm-hmm. the end. And so... tomorrow is this Free Saeed Wednesday, basically.
Right.
Now, this is it's important because tomorrow being December 4th, there's a reasoning behind why they decided to go with tomorrow, mm-hmm. which I didn't know. You yeah. were telling me about it. It's like, oh,
yeah.
okay.
It was a good question you had. Why? What's significant
why?
About today?
Yeah, what is it? What is yeah. it about tomorrow?
Well, my pastor, Alan Hawkins over at New Life City, is one of the event administrators on Facebook for this thing,
mm-hmm.
and it's you can find it on Facebook under hashtag Free Saeed / hashtag Save Saeed. So
yeah.
that's the event title. But he said we need a day of emphasis, a day of focus, just where we push. I know people talk about, you know, if everyone decided not to go get gasoline on one day, then it would really cripple the oil industry and,
yeah.
and protest prices, you know, escalating, et cetera. Well, same thing. If we do a big emphasis on one day where the social media just gets saturated, overwhelmed, flooded with tweets, with Facebook posts, with pictures on Instagram, et cetera, that the awareness, it would make a mark, it would make ripples, and people would sit up and take notice. Hopefully powers that be that have some decision-making ability. And also, you'll find on the beheard.org site the Twitter account for the president of Iran. He's got his own Twitter account. He's got a
yeah.
Facebook page, so you can tweet him directly. I've done that. I was very polite.
No, right, right.
In case
yeah,
he wants
polite.
Me over. Right. You know, I realize, you know, we're you know, you... we're not trying to vilify anyone. I understand their beliefs and that they don't, you know, they see things differently, but we're asking for mercy. We're asking for compassion. So December 4th, Pastor Allen thought, let's figure a date that we can unify around. And December 4th is the anniversary of the release of Terry Waite, who was the longest hostage in American history. He
yeah.
like over 8 years, I believe, he was in captivity wow. in Beirut. And so he just picked that date and said, let's focus on that. And,
yeah.
And so we're really pushing for Saeed, who not only is incarcerated and away from his family, but also there are reports that he's suffered many beatings while in custody,
yeah.
and which have resulted to infections and deteriorating health conditions. And so he needs medical attention as well as...
Yeah, you know, it's not like being at the Bernalillo County Detention Center.
Right.
It's a completely different...
And I've been there.
right. And
on a mercy
so,
mission. Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah, you're like, let me just make that clear.
Right.
Yeah.
I went with the kickboxing champion to do a little gospel presentation.
There you go.
I got a toothpick kicked out of my mouth.
That's no fun.
It's kind of amazing.
Yeah.
Anyway, beside the point. He didn't kick my face, which is
which is good.
A testament to his skill.
Yeah, but unlike what you see in movies or on television or what he is dealing with is probably unimaginable for most of us Americans.
Mm-hmm.
So absolutely. We posted it to our Facebook page as well, facebook.com/mystaticradio.
The website is actually www.beheardproject.com.
Beheard Project.
Be Heard was some super Republican thing. And I was like, I can't find anything about Saeed on here. It's all about supporting Republicans. So this is it. So we've got the actual event page linked as well as the website. So all the information you need, go to facebook.com/mystaticradio and you will find it.
There you go.
You are savvy, Matt.
You are.
Thank you.
Check out more.
I feel like that should be a new name for me. Savvy Matt.
Savvy Matt?
Savvy Matt. Savvy.
Now, do you guys have?
That's what I thought of.
Do you have nicknames since the old man and the Steve?
Mine is Mateo.
Washed
up,
Mateo.
Yeah.
It's so I fit in New Mexico, but it's funny because I spell it with two T's.
Yeah, because mm-hmm. Matt makes sense. Mateo.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which is kind of Italian, right?
Yeah.
Kind of Italian feeling.
All things to all people, man. Yeah. Just super Christian.
He's from the South, from Mississippi.
Mississippi. My pastor's so from Mississippi.
Like, hey, no,
Clinton.
So originally it was.
Oh, I know where Clinton is.
Good old Matt. You know.
Good
so
old
it was
going
to be old Matt. Old Matt and Steve.
Yeah. Old Matt.
But I feel like...
Too close. People would have got me confused. Plus, my voice is like six octaves higher than his.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, he's like, hey, I've been here since the beginning of time.
And he then, has, which
and
is good.
And then I'm like, hey, so, everyone, listen to me.
That's pretty
Y'all
good.
Y'all come listen to me, right? yeah.
So there you go.
We have it posted.
You know. There you go. You can find out all the information, facebook.com/mystaticradio for Free Saeed, as well as information on the release of your new EP.
You guys are
your Christmas
awesome.
EP. We're bringing it full circle because your EP brings it full circle. I wanted to end with another one of the greatest Christmas songs of all time because, as you mentioned, this record starts celestial, goes earth to the earth, basically, and then ends celestial.
That's
so
cool. Mm-hmm.
I thought maybe we could wrap it up where we began celestial style.
It's
Let's
a
talk
journey.
About O Holy Night.
Okay.
Because it's revered to a lot of people. For me... Man, you got to do this well. This is the jam.
Oh, man.
I'm
no pressure.
No pressure.
Listeners, Steve-O has not heard this yet, so
I
am
not.
Sweating it
yeah,
right
you
now.
You should. You
don't
should.
Sweat.
I'm just kidding. I'm
don't
just
sweat.
Kidding. It's hard to... I mean, well, no, it's not hard to screw this up. I've heard many of people totally blow this.
Yeah.
Yep.
So no pressure.
What's
but.
Your favorite version, if you have one off the top of your
Probably
head?
Just off the top of my head, I immediately thought of Dustin Kensrue.
I don't
it's
think
very
I've heard that one.
It's very stripped down. Mm-hmm. It's arpeggio style, like it's just in C,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
and it's
C.
Oh man,
yeah.
It's just straight. And he doesn't try and do the, he's not a diva necessarily, so
he's
he
not
can't,
a Groban.
He can't necessarily. Groban. Yeah, it doesn't. So it's not like key change, you know, like you don't get that because there's that emotional when it hits the fall on your knees,
right.
You know, when that turnaround the second time when it just goes
yeah.
up.
Yeah,
but Yeah, it doesn't do any of that.
Well, the power of the song, I think, I mean, it's a beautiful melody.
It is,
and
man.
All that, but just the beauty of, you know, here, hey, this hope you've been waiting for, it's here.
It's here.
And it's just such a beautiful thing. So,
yeah.
And I feel, you know, you see my cover artwork, and you can see that over at Parchments next week if you want to pick it up. But
yeah.
It's real humble, and I just feel like the beauty of Advent, the beauty of Christmas is that the first to hear the heavenly announcement that the Messiah was born was a bunch of shepherds out in the field, and that the lowly, and that's a line in one of my songs, the lowly heard angels refrain goodwill and peace on earth, and so God calls to the humble, so it's beautiful. And a little bonus tidbit of information here for you.
Yeah.
Since I was a kid, I've loved O Holy Night. It's been my favorite song for all time, Christmas song for all time, and I would always sneak out and go out by myself somewhere, whether we were at my grandma's house for Christmas Eve or my parents or whatever. I'd go all by myself, find some isolated, secluded spot outside, and look up at the stars and sing "O Holy Night."
Oh, that's
belt
cool.
It out to, you know, just sing just me and the crickets.
There's something about this one. I think you nailed it. That's it. It's that. Yeah. The theology of the divine incarnation. This is the moment where the universe changed. Yeah, you know, and absolutely. So. Oh man, incredible! I'm excited to hear it now. Yes. Here we go. Chuck Elmore, brand new EP. It's Earth and Heaven, and people can grab it next week at Parchments, which is pretty exciting. Right here, and details available where else at facebook.com/ My Static Radio. This is a 10-minute track, so I'm pretty sure
probably not going to hear all of it. Right?
Well, I don't know. Who knows?
We'll see how it goes.
Maybe we'll see.
It's going to be our closer.
There's a bonus at the end.
Ooh, a bonus! Yeah. All right. All right, here we go. Chuck Elmore from his brand new Christmas EP. It is pretty much the greatest Christmas song of all time right here on Team Awesome Morning Party.
Right now.
Static. Chuck Elmore.
Beauty.
Oh, Holy Night. Nicely done, sir.
Thank you very much.
That was good, man. I love this time of year. We were talking off air about the Advent season and going through a devotion with my boys each night. And there's just something about this season. On Sunday, it was funny. We did this song for worship, and you could tell the congregation just kind of comes alive.
Yeah,
which is awesome. But then at the same time, it's kind of a bummer that in August,
yes,
or say like you know April, June-ish. Why aren't we this reverent? Why don't we have this this care? I guess April we do because Easter, so it comes back around to reverence.
Right.
But twice a year, it seems like there's this different feel. Like, and I don't want to say you know the Spirit's moving differently because he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Mm-hmm. So what is it about us that we kind of take our focus off of Him?
Yeah.
As you were saying with the season, maybe it's because of family, because we're focused on this, because of that divine incarnation. Nation of Jesus Christ, that there's this draw, but for some reason, by February when it's really cold, we've kind of taken our eyes off of that,
right?
And it's a bummer.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're gonna start playing Christmas music year round now.
Yeah, I'm just kidding. We're gonna be those people.
There are people doing that. You know that, I'm sure.
Yeah, there are.
I can't do 365. I don't think
I can't either.
I do start in October sometimes.
Yeah. See, that's not a bad thing.
Yeah.
It's like having your favorite latte every day. By you know, after a few weeks, it just doesn't taste like your favorite latte anymore.
That's a lot of lattes.
Too much of an awesome thing. Mm-hmm. However, you can never have too much reverence and reflection on Jesus Christ. So that's one thing during this Advent season that we're going through as a family is that self-examination. Mm-hmm. What is owning our heart right now? Is fantasy football taking over our heart? Our video games taking over our heart? Our comic books taking over our heart? Are we focused on Jesus Christ? What he's done for us already? What we can do in turn for him?
Right.
You know,
right.
Not so that we can atone for anything, but because we love him.
Well, just to pass on what he's done for us. I think that's the point of it all is to receive what he's given and then go give it away.
Yeah, absolutely, Chuck.
That was fun.
That was solid. Yeah. You thought you were coming in to drop off a CD.
I did.
Here it is, 10 o'clock.
And now me and Matt are best friends.
We are best friends. We're so much closer than you guys are.
I know.
Is it weird when I take all your friends?
I'm okay with that.
We're going to
okay
go get lunch.
That's right.
He's paying.
There it is. That is it for Team Awesome Morning Party. If you missed any part of the morning show, you can podcast us at mystaticradio.com under the morning section.
Yes, you can.
You can also download us for free on iTunes. And it'll download every single day. Look at that.
What do you know? Just search, subscribe to the podcast.
Team Awesome Morning Party, that's what you search for. And we are out.
We are out.
We are donezo.
We're done.
What'd you learn today?
We quit.
I quit.
No! We quit today. We decided
ending
no more
on a high note.
And we're going out in style, there Christmas
you go
style. I learned that Chuck Elmore is a good guy.
Yeah, he is.
Thank you.
He played a villain in The Lone Ranger. a rebel.
He was a rebel.
I was a rebel. I wasn't a villain.
Man in line. Number four. But he's cool.
Bank customer number four.
Yep. I also learned that Free Saeed stuff is going on tomorrow.
Yes.
And you need to go to our Facebook and look at it.
Yeah.
And see what it's about and be more than just a social media protest person.
Yes.
Really see what's going on.
Yeah. Yes.
Because I'm guilty of that.
Yeah, absolutely.
And keep them in prayer, of course, obviously. Yeah, keep the family in prayer. Keep Saeed in prayer. Pray for the president of Iran. Pray for the president of America. Pray for everybody.
Yeah.
Yes. Also, I learned that we have a lot of good new music
in our system
right now.
Mm-hmm.
Lovely.
Let's see. I learned that, yes, tomorrow is a very important day. I learned that Chuck is rocking a new Christmas EP, and I've learned that if you want to do a Christmas EP, start planning it out 5 years in advance. So that it actually releases near Christmas.
Yes.
That's right.
But it sounds like it was worth the wait.
Yeah.
So that's good news.
Man, that was amazing. Also learned that if you want to do something great, have Andy Othling contribute to it.
Absolutely.
That dude's awesome.
Andy's amazing.
So good. All right. We are done. On the way back, brand new music from U2, some Angels and Airwaves, and Middays with Mitch.
Woo!
I just got to open for U2.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did.
Woo-hoo! Just opening act.
Live bucket Boom. List. Check it off.
There it
Check
is.
Check it off.
Dunzo. All right, we'll see you guys again mañana. It's T-Moss Morning Party.
Goodbye.
Merry Christmas.
Static.